some success on defense and on offense, but they made some mistakes at very crucial times. And I know Coach Hoover worked hard, all right, to try to get the secondary, you know, to do the right thing, to follow the rules, to do what they need to do. And I'm sure that knowing these kids, Kevin, I'll be honest with you, they worked so hard to get where they're at, that I think they'll learn from that loss, and they should be a better team tonight. I think they should be a better team tonight.
Well, and Mifflin County coming off a very good win on the road at Central Mountain, came out to a 14-0 halftime lead. Central Mountain made some adjustments in the second half. It scored after a turnover and a short field, but that was all they were able to muster. A lot of the damage being done on the ground for Mifflin County, and a Huskies team that had 124 yards from Deacon Schaefer and two touchdowns. He hit some big runs in that early part of the game.
Yeah, I got a chance to watch that game. And the thing that I also was impressed with, they have a good special teams runner. You know, he's good at bringing the punts and the kickoffs back. Very similar with the Braves. The Braves have two, maybe three, and Mifflin County has one. We don't know how good Central Mountain is. The thing is, the defense for Mifflin County just dominated that game. They didn't really give Central Mountain anything as far as the offense goes. But they did get a touchdown on a turnover that was deep in Mifflin County's territory, and they did get a touchdown off of that. But, you know, you don't know exactly how good the team was that they beat. But, hey, listen, since 2018, you don't have a win. You get a win on the first night of the 2022 season. You got to be flying high this week at practice and for this game tonight.
Yeah, there's no question about it. And the Braves are looking to rebound a little bit. You know, you talked about the speedsters. Chase Morgan was inches from breaking a couple of kickoff and punt returns. But the problem is, when you kick it deep, you've got Morgan on one side and you've got Martin on the other. But everybody forgets the upbacks are just as fast, especially with Schaefer Knights as one of the upbacks.
And you're exactly right, Kevin, and that's something that that is going to be to the benefit of the Braves, because they're going to watch these games, and they're going to say, hey, we can't kick deep. Well, you know,
you're going to have to kick it really short.
Yeah, really
that's
short,
the big
yeah.
difference.
You're going to
yeah.
have to do onside. Hey, Kevin, maybe this is what Mifflin County's doing. I watched them warm up, and they must have practiced 50 onside kicks.
They did a lot of squib kicks.
Yeah.
They did a couple. I shouldn't say a lot. They did a couple of squib kicks in the game against Central Mountain as well. So
but
we may see that again tonight.
Yeah, amazing. I also saw a kid hit a 45-yard field goal, too. So that's a pretty impressive in the high school level.
Well, that's Isaac Parker Gill, the 5'9", 150-pound junior. He's perfect for PATs this year, but has not yet tried one of those field goals. But as you said, has the leg to definitely do it.
Yeah.
Well, when we return, we'll chat with Coach Jim Kaiser of the Shikellamy Braves. It's Shikellamy Mifflin County from Lewistown tonight on WKOK. And don't forget, WKOK Sports YouTube channel gets underway at about 5 minutes before kickoff.
It's game time. Football season is here, and Buffalo Wild Wings has everything you need for a great tailgate. Take out food for a watch party at home, or stop in and stay for that welcoming neighborhood atmosphere with front row seats for everyone. Watch your favorite game at B-Dubs, and you'll get in the spirit for sure. Buffalo Wild Wings in Selins Grove, your go-to place for sports, fun, and great food.
I know it's summer, but the four most important words this coming winter might be heating oil price protection. Did you know that you can guarantee your heating oil price for the next year and pay with monthly payments? MidPen Energy's EasyPay has been the preferred choice of many customers for decades because they've continued to save when the prices go up but still get cash price when the prices go down. Your benefits include a cap price, no fees, monthly payments, automatic delivery, and no contracts and no credit checks. Enrollment time is limited. Find out more or sign up today at MidPenEnergy.com.
Wherever the road takes you this summer, we've got you covered. Finance or refinance your vehicle loan with Service First Federal Credit Union. Enjoy Service First great low rate auto loans, budget-friendly payment options, and ask how you can earn up to $150 cash back. At Service First, we're friends you can bank on. Apply today. For details about credit costs and terms, call 800-562-6049 or visit serviceone.org. Membership requirements and restrictions apply. Valid through September 30th, 2022. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing lender.
It's the Labor Day sale at Blaze Alexander Ford Route 45 in Lewisburg. Looking for a new vehicle? We've got over 75 on the lot and in the pipeline, and we're taking up to $5,000 off. How about a pre-owned vehicle? We've got over 150 of those in stock with payments starting as low as $99 a month. And we've got 34 banks fighting for your business to get you the best possible payment and interest rate around. At Blaze Alexander Ford, you're always going to get the most for your trade. So get into Blaze Alexander Ford for the Labor Day sale and get a great deal on that next new or used vehicle and the lowest price guaranteed.
Community is what WNL is all about. For more than 50 years, we've relied on great people and great local businesses to support us. Glicks is one of those true community partners. For decades, WNL has chosen Glicks because we trust them. They do the job right, and they do it well. Whether it's new doors or service, you should trust Glicks, too. I'm Andy Long of WNL Subaru, Nissan, and Mazda, and our family is proud to recommend Glicks.
Welcome back to Lewistown. Kevin Herb with Coach Jim Kaiser, the Shikellamy Braves. Take you back 1 week. A well-played game. I mean, hard-fought game. Just not quite enough to come up with the win in overtime. Defensively, though, I mean, 3 3/4 of good defensive football. Just a couple of breakdowns at the end.
Yeah, we unfortunately lost a couple kids due to the cramping issue on Friday night, and you know, kids went in, they played their hearts out, but there were a couple guys playing out of position, and you know, we lost, missed our keys and got caught out of position, especially on that 4th and 14 play, which would have been a ball game. You know, unfortunately, they made the play and we didn't.
And then the 2-point conversion was one that you felt you really had to. We talked about it on the broadcast. It just looked like this was not a team that could go another overtime.
No, you know, I talked to Spencer Myers, our D-line coach, and he said, Coach, we're really struggling right now. I don't know if we have enough guys to go back out there if you kick the extra point. And I thought we had a really good play on. And, you know, looking at film in hindsight, we had a great play on. Just a little bit out of reach on the one side. And, you know, we learned from it, and we'll get better out of it.
Anybody watching film last week will know not to kick it deep. That was probably a mistake that Central Columbia made that they would not make again. But you've got so many weapons on special teams with speed. Even kicking it short isn't going to help.
No, and again, you know, that's, you know, by design, too. You know, we have Luke and Isaac on the next lineup. So go ahead, kick it short. But I thought our guys up front did a really good job. We had 2 freshmen up there. They got pushed around a little bit, but they got in the way, and they made room for our guys. And if you give us a little crack, we're gonna make things happen.
You know, one of the things you don't expect to see early in a season with returns, I'm staying with special teams here a little bit, both on punt returns and kick returns, there wasn't a lot of east-west running.
No, we were getting up north-south real quick. And again, that was by design. With Ray back there and with Chase back there, you got 2 of the fastest kids in the district. And, you know, if we give them a seam, and I think we have a pretty good unit out there, and obviously we did because I think we're over 200 yards in kick return yards, and, you know, again, hopefully everybody keeps kicking to us.
Well, sooner or later on kickoffs, it's got to go to somebody back there that's fast. The only way you can do it is to kick it real short, but that's a whole different topic.
Right,
if they want to do that, you'll take it?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
All right, let's look at the offense, and I thought there were really some good positive things, especially with the running game, and we knew about that. We talked about that in the pregame, you and I did, about the depth at running back, and I think we saw that with an amazing run from Isaac Schaefer Knight.
Yeah, that was phenomenal because we didn't block it well at all. It was just a normal down play, and we missed our kick out. And, of course, we had a young guy in there who was playing his first football game ever at right tackle, and he stalemated his kid, and Isaac bumped into him and spun off of him. And when he spun off, he turned on the jets, and if you get him in open field, he's going to be tough to catch. And, you know, obviously 80 yards later, he's in the end zone. But, again, we have to clean some things up, and we have to do better with getting Luke and Ray the ball also back there.
Chief did say it would be nice, if that series started, it would be nice to see an 80-yard drive. I don't think he meant all in one play, but he'll take it.
I'll take it. Anytime you give me an 80-yard drive, I'll take it. If it's one play, if it's 10 plays, We'll take it.
Let's take a look at tonight. You talk about running backs, and Deacon Schaefer is the guy who's run the ball very well here in the first week against Central Mountain, on the road at Central Mountain. Now Mitchell Field, their home opener, had about 124 yards, two touchdowns. What is it that you see with him that got him some open field running?
The kid's got great vision and a great little burst. He's a lanky kid. He's not, you know, your typical back. He's a little taller. But he's got a great burst, great vision, and his line gives him a crack to go. They've got two big guys up front that come off the ball pretty well. And, you know, you can't give the kid any seams at all. So, you know, we're going to have to be really disciplined in our gaps and attacking the run. But that opens up the passing game. They got some speed on the outside also.
Well, they scored 14 in the first half and then were shut out in the second half. What did Central Mountain do differently the second half?
They were more physical. Central Mountain put their big boys up front, and they were a little bit more, their backers were a little bit more downhill. And I think, honestly, though, it looked like maybe Mifflin County's getting a little tired, too. But, you know, no, Central Mountain made a good adjustment defensively. And, again, the backers, again, came downhill better.
Biggest adjustment happens from week one to week two. What is the focus for this team making that big biggest adjustment?
Well, again, it's going to be the offensive line. We've really put a lot of work in there. Unfortunately, we're going to have to make some position changes. We're going to have to move Derek Turber to right guard, and we're going to move Johnny Rosinski to right tackle. We'll still have Ozzie Baez to back up there, but we have a little bit more experience there, a little bit more physicality, more knowledge of our offense. And that's the biggest thing that I'm expecting to see out of that, and Brody being a little bit more comfortable. I think, you know, like I said, the first play he throws that pick, and I maybe got a little gun shy there, but he's a good, talented kid, and he's confident, and I think you're going to see a big improvement by him this week.
Coach, good luck, and we'll chat with you later.
Thanks, Kevin.
You're listening to Braves Football on News Radio 1070 WKOK and with the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app. It's tough to find a place for lunch or dinner that has something for everybody. Why don't you try something new on Walnut Street in Sunbury, just up the road from Shikellamy Stadium? It's Free Fallin' Grill. There really is something for everybody on their menu that'll make them happy. Burgers, pizza, hot subs, cold subs, wraps, sandwiches, even cauliflower pizza. Check out their Facebook page for daily specials and find out more about their delivery within a 5-mile radius. Free Fallin' Grill open Tuesday through Friday 10 to 7, Saturdays 11 to 7. Call 570-917-4588 and make everyone happy.
In an average lifetime, we have 7 to 10 major events. We buy our first car, rent or buy our first home, get married, start a business, have children, a child starts driving, and we retire. But life is not always average or predictable. For all of life's events, common or exceptional, Sholly Insurance Agency is here to help. Sholly Insurance Agency offers coverage for your home, auto, life, business, and employee benefits through best-in-class carriers like Grange Insurance. Sholly Insurance Agency, we're here to help. Visit us at shollyagency.com.
Family-owned and operated, Sholly Insurance, located in Seelings Grove and Lewisburg.
Hi, Mike here, and if you're in the market for a new or pre-owned vehicle, get to Blaze Alexander Buick GMC of Sunbury for the hottest deals of the month. While everyone else is marking their vehicles up, we are discounting everything. That's right, Blaze Alexander in Sunbury is discounting every new and pre-owned vehicle on the lot. Biggest discounts, lowest rates, most for your trades, best deals guaranteed. Only one place does all that. That's why we take the deals the others won't. Blaze Alexander Buick GMC of Sunbury.
Proud sponsor of Penn State Athletics.
Why are you running around the yard?
I'm clocking my time.
For what?
For the most exciting corn maze in the area.
It's that time already?
Yep. Cole Stony Hill Tree Farm's corn maze is opening soon, and I want to beat last year's time.
Oh, you went crazy last year in the maze. You snuck in it twice just to get a faster time, and then you were even giddier in the Christmas shop.
Oh, there's so much to look at. I mean, there's nutcrackers, there's stockings, there's ornaments for every event and memory.
You are so corny.
The corn maze opens August 30th. Check out ColesStonyHill.com for maze and Christmas shop hours. Cole's Stony Hill Tree Farm on Mexico Road, Milton, or at ColesStonyHill.com.
Sportsmen, join us at Martz's Gap View Hunting Preserve. Located 15 miles south of Sunbury, Martz's has 1,200 acres of upland game bird hunting habitat and has been an excellent place to enjoy an outdoor family experience since 1957. Martz's also offers continental shoots, sporting clays, wobble trap, and lodging. We thank our veterans for their sacrifices for the greatest country on the planet with special events. Visit us online at Martz's.com.
Welcome back to Mitchell Field here in Lewistown. Kevin Herr along with the Chief. Hey, Richie, getting ready to go on at WKOK Sports YouTube channel. So if you didn't make it to the game and you have the TV on at your house, well, you can have the radio on if you'd like, or you could turn it on WKOK's YouTube channel. Just use the YouTube app on your smart TV, and you can watch the game in the comfort of your living room as well. Tonight, we'll be following a couple of games, including our Blaze Alexander Built Ford Tough Game of the Week. And this week, that game is going to be Juniata at Sealands Grove, the home opener for the Seals after the big win on the road at Belfont last week. That'll be our Blaze Alexander Built Ford Tough Game of the Week. Following that game throughout the evening, Blaze Alexander Ford, where it's worth the drive to Route 45. Starting lineups for the Mifflin County offense, it'll be Logan Parks, the quarterback, a 5'8", 160 senior. He was 3 of 9 a week ago for 18 yards, did run a few times for just 2 yards. Parker Kearns is the fullback, the 5'10", 170 junior. We talked about Deacon Schaefer, the running back, 5'9", 155 junior, 26 carries, 124 yards last week, 5 yards a carry and 2 touchdowns. Regan Ettinger is the 5'10", 170 senior that also sees some time at running back. The receivers will be Josiah Sheeler, a 6'1", 165 senior. Drew Pree-Reed, a 5'8", 155 sophomore. Reed, 2 of 16 a week ago and did run once for 30 yards. Isaac Wilson is the slot receiver. He's a 6'1", 170 senior. Caught 3 out of the backfield for 14 yards. Caught 3 for 14 yards and did run out of the backfield a few times for 3 yards. Across the front, it's Derek Swanger, the left tackle, a 5'10", 210 junior. Peyton Kearns is the left guard, a 5'11", 270 sophomore. Elijah Osborne is the center, a 6'1", 270 senior. Corey French is the right guard, a 5'10", 175 senior. Ryan Stahl, the right tackle, a 5'11", 235 senior. The kicker will be Isaac Parks-Gill, 2 for 2 last week in PATs for the 5'9", 150 junior. Josiah Sheeler will be the punter, a 6'1", 165 senior. Did have 2 inside the 20 last week. The Shikellamy defense will again be the 3-5. Lucas Wetzel, the defensive tackle, a 6'2", 215 junior. Nate Brannigan is the nose guard, a 6'2", 236 junior. Mason Reebuck is the other defensive tackle, a 6'1", 212 senior. Isaac Schaefer Knights is the Will linebacker, a 5'7", 192 senior. Ethan Turber is the 5'11", 195 senior at the outside position. Matt Schaefer on the other outside spot, the 5'10", 186 senior. Luke Snyder is the Mike, a 5'10", 200-pound junior. And Derek Turber is the Sam. He's the 5'11", 201 sophomore. Jaden Packer will be the corner on one side, the 5'10", 162 junior. Chase Morgan on the other, the 5'9", 145 senior. Rashawn Martin is the safety, a 5'9", 157 senior. The Braves' offensive side of the ball will look like Brody Raybuck, the quarterback, a 5'11", 192 freshman, 4 of 7, 1 interception, 23 yards, and a touchdown, the one that actually was in the overtime, right before overtime. Isaac Schaefer Knights, the running back, a 5'7", 192 senior, 11 of carries for 105 yards, 2 touchdowns, and an 80-yard touchdown scamper for the Braves early in the game last week. Matt Schaefer will be the other running back, a 5'6", 165 junior, carried the ball for 6 yards last week. Luke Snyder caught a couple out of the backfield, including a touchdown, a 10-yard average in receptions, 4 for 8 on the ground for the 5'11", 200-pound junior. Chase Morgan is the other running back, the 5'9", 149 senior. Miguel Pagan is the wide receiver, the 5'8", 165 senior. Lucas Wetzel, the tight end. Nate Brannigan, the left tackle, a 6'1", 236 junior. Nick Brannigan, the left guard, the 6'2", 218 junior. Mason Reebuck is the center, a 6'1", 212 senior. Raybuck, the center, will be to the right of him. Derek Turber, the right guard, a 5'11", 201 sophomore. John Rosinski will be the right tackle, a 6'1", 260 sophomore. Nick Koontz is the kicker. He was 3 for 3 last week in extra point attempts for the 5'9", 158 senior. He also will do the punting. So that's your starting lineups tonight for the Shikellamy Braves and for the Central Mountain Wildcats. When we return, we'll have the opening kick. This is Shikellamy Braves football on News Radio 1070 WKOK and online with the WKOK Sports YouTube channel.
The relaxing atmosphere at Midtown Bistro on Market Street in Sunbury is just one of the many reasons it's the perfect place to spend your evening. Visit them Wednesday through Friday to finish off your workday, or stop out for a Saturday night on the patio featuring local entertainment. With delicious, freshly made appetizers and entrees, including their well-known cheese dip and new dishes almost every week, the Midtown Bistro is sure to satisfy. Find Midtown Bistro on Facebook or check them out at 323 Rear Market Street in Sunbury after the game.
I think I found the perfect house for our family, but I'm not sure where to start or if I have enough money for a down payment.
When we bought our home, we worked with Mary Jo at Norrie Bank. She was a complete rock star. We could not have done it without her. Let me get you her number.
Buying a home can be confusing and complicated, but don't worry. You've got Norrie Bank. We work hard so that you can close on your new mortgage quickly. To learn more about how Norrie Bank can help you with your finances when it comes to buying a home and beyond, visit NorrieBank.com. The Northumberland National Bank, member FDIC and Equal Housing Lending.
Attention homeowners, did you know you can help keep your appliances working efficiently? The appliance experts at Peters do. If you're not vacuuming under and behind your refrigerator at least twice a year, you're robbing your refrigerator's ability to run efficiently as it can. What's worse, if left undone, your refrigerator can overheat, causing failure. That's because your refrigerator relies on proper air circulation to dissipate heat energy being removed from inside. Peters Home Appliance Center has the answers to all your home appliance needs. They've been helping appliance shoppers over 50 years. Peters Home Appliance Center, Market Street, Sunbury.
You can sell your car to just about anyone, but when you sell your car to Platinum Central Pennsylvania, you always get top dollar. Platinum Central Pennsylvania has partnered with Kelley Blue Book Instant Cash Offer, and they now have five Kelley Blue Book authorized buy centers in the mid-state region. So whether you live in the Carlisle, Mechanicsburg, Harrisburg, Lancaster, or Selinsgrove Grove areas, you'll find that Platinum Central Pennsylvania has a place for you. Visit online at creditpa.com. At Platinum, they're proud to say, we get you done.
In an ever-changing world, one thing you can always count on is the service at Purdy Insurance. Hi, this is Season. While the world is constantly changing, Purdy Insurance is dedicated to providing you with the highest level of service to protect you, your family, and your business. Give us a call today at 570-286-5855. Go to our website at purdyinsurance.com or check us out on Facebook to see what Purdy Insurance can do for you.
And for those of you joining us here on WKOK, News Radio 1070 WKOK, and the WKOK Sports YouTube channel, both teams have made their appearance out on the field here tonight, and we're getting ready for kickoff between this game between the 0-1 Shikellamy Braves and the Mifflin County Huskies, who are now 1-0. We'll take this opportunity to pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is Shikellamy Football. Shikellamy Football.
You're listening to News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury. You can hear us anywhere in the world with the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
And we're back here at Mifflin County, where the Braves are taking on the Braves are taking on the Mifflin County Huskies. A full house tonight, Chief, on the visiting side. And if you're watching it on the WKOK Sports YouTube channel, you probably can see that here this evening as a great crowd. Shikellamy there, getting ready, coming down from the, I believe, the north end zone. But, Chief, you know I'm geographically challenged.
You're right, Kevin. It's the north.
I didn't get my compass out.
And I would say there's probably between 2,000 and 3,000 people here tonight. This is one of the biggest attended games that I've seen in high school for a long time, besides the playoff game. Even some of the District 4 playoff games, they didn't have this many people here.
Well, again, this is a team that hadn't won games in a long time, and now all of a sudden they're starting to feel like they can be a winning team again.
That's youth night also.
Well, that helps.
So you've got all the midget football and cheerleading groups here, so they all did their thing before the game, and that brings even more parents in. But there's even people standing around the fence in the end zone, and the student section is actually in the south end zone, and they're in their Hawaiian shirts tonight, Kevin.
Shikellamy faithful have come out tonight, made the hour and 5 minute trip out 522, 35 or a various amounts of routes to avoid Route 11. 11 and 15, we were told, was pretty hectic to make the trip in for this Labor Day weekend. And this is kicking off a big weekend of sports here on WKOK. Well, I actually did last night with the Penn State Nittany Lions, Chief. If I'm a little foggy at times, it's because I stayed up to watch that a little too long last night.
Yeah, well, I ended up falling asleep in the fourth quarter, and I woke up and they said, and that's the end of the game.
See, what I did was I synced up my Alexa with WKOK on the Alexa app, hit pause on kickoff, waited for Steve and Jack on the Alexa app to get there, and hit play, turned the sound down on my TV. Now, Gus did a great job on Fox, don't get me wrong, but I enjoy listening to Steve and Jack a little bit more. That was the best of both worlds there.
And plus, it's a good advertisement for Alexis.
Or Alexa, as it were.
Well, Alexis sounds better.
Alexa. No, not a Lexus.
Alexa.
Alexa, not a Lexus.
You can tell I don't have one, Kevin, all right?
But you do have a smart TV.
I have a lot of smart stuff in my house.
You do have a smart TV because you watch a lot of times on the WKOK Sports YouTube channel with the YouTube app.
I have several smart TVs.
See, there you go.
And Apple TV.
When your TV's smarter than you, that's a problem. Is that the story?
Yeah. Let's do the game now, Kevin. Okay.
Hey, listen. I'm just stretching, waiting for everybody to finish up. The officials have had their huddle. All six of them have now spread out and are ready to go. Braves on the near side in their huddle, in the white jerseys with the blue trim and maroon numerals. Yes, I did get it right that time. Maroon stripe down the white pants. And, of course, the Tomahawk helmet this year with the white and maroon stripe at the center. Braves will be receiving the ball to start this first half.
Running downhill from north to south, Kevin.
Indeed, they are. Moving left to right as we view things here on a WKOK and on the WKOK Sports YouTube channel. Parks Gill will kick the ball away from the near hash mark at the 40-yard line. The question is, who will he kick it to? Of course, back deep, Morgan and Martin, and the upbacks are just as dangerous as Luke
Smith
Snyder.
And Luke Snyder, yeah, you're right, Kevin.
And Schaefer Knights.
And Fernandez also.
Right, that's what I'm saying. I don't know where you kick this ball in the front line, maybe. That's about the only spot that's good because Fernandez is sitting at about the 35-yard line. He can run them back, too. Well, we are just about ready to get underway. And Parks Gill will put his right foot into it. He'll pop one up, and it'll be taken by Schaefer Knights at the 28, to the 30, to the 40, midfield to the 45, to the 50, spun down into Mifflin County territory at the 47-yard line.
Kevin, you know, that's like giving the bull the red flag to go after. I mean, Isaac did a great job. He just went right down the field, right up the middle, and he bulled a couple of people over, and Braves with great field position at the Mifflin County 47-yard line.
First and 10 at the 47-yard line. Shikalimi will break the huddle with the starting lineup that we mentioned earlier tonight. They'll go right out to the ball. And Raybuck will be in the shotgun with a sidecar right. Three receivers, two to the near side. Ball about the middle of the field. And they'll send a man in motion to the far side. That's Snyder. Snyder sets up now as the wing. Direct snap. Here's the handoff, Schaefer Knights. He is drugged down immediately at the 50-yard line. And a beautiful open field tackle by Ettinger for a loss of three.
Well, Ettinger just stepped up into that gap and fired, and nobody picked him up, Kevin. Again, you know, it looks like the Braves are going to have to, make sure they cover each gap when they're on their blocks. And that time they did not, and that's a three-yard loss for the Braves.
Two actual black shirts and purple pants made it into the interior, where you don't want anybody if you're in a running game.
Well, they've got a 3-5 defense out there. You might as well say it's a 3-7-2 right now, Kevin.
Yeah, they kind of play. They call it a 4-4, or a 5-3, but it's really not. It's a 3-5. The defensive ends play like outside backers. And again, shooting in on a blitz and coming in untouched is Owen Geip, who's listed as a defensive end, but more like a linebacker. And that one will actually bring Jim Kaiser out for a timeout here early on after the loss. Goes back 5 yards to the 45-yard line of Shikalimi. They actually charged the timeout to Mifflin County, but it was Shikalimi's timeout.
It is Shikalimi's timeout. Number 11 came free. I mean, there was nobody there to block him, and evidently there's somebody that needs to pick him up on the backside, and they did not. But that's, you know, I think you're going to see that all night long. You're going to see, you know, people like Owen crashing in from the outside and bring the inside backers up in between the three linemen that are there and just try to wreak havoc.
11:03 to go here in the first quarter. Shikellamy right now with minus 8 yards on the ground. And they'll bring the Shikellamy offense back onto the field here with a third down after the timeout.
Third and 18.
Last one out was Coach Logan Libby, the Selinsgrove Grove standout, who went to Bloomsburg University, of course. Raybuck now in the direct set. He goes to the outside after the play fake. Fires it, and it is knocked out of the sky by Avery Aron, the defensive tackle, who again came in. And that one could have been worse than just a knockdown.
Yeah, he did a nice job of getting his hands up in the air as Brody rolled to his left, tried to turn his shoulders to throw that ball in the flat, and 44 got his hands up and knocked it down. Kevin, right now, the team from Mifflin County is playing what I would call with about a 200% enthusiasm.
Reckless abandon.
And the Braves are just kind of laying back. So
yeah, they were not expecting that much traffic in the backfield.
You know what it reminds me of? Jersey Shore's defense.
Oh, yeah. They're all over the place. Here comes the punt. Coons will be back at about his 32-yard line. And back deep will be Wilson, Isaac Wilson. Pretty good snap. He'll angle it to the near side, but it'll go right down the middle. Boy, did he get his foot into that one. Hits at the 15 to the 10, rolls down to the 5. Wilson will pick it up at the 5. Go to the outside to the 15, to the 20-yard line. Breaks a tackle to the 22-yard line. And will fall at the 22-yard line. Tackled there by Luke Snyder. Boy, what a punt.
It was a great punt. He actually kicked it over.
Outkicked it.
Yeah, and 53, Nick Bradigan got blocked from behind right in front of the official, and they did not call it, Kevin. I don't care if you block him with your shoulder, if you push him from behind. It's still not legal.
You can't do that.
Cannot do that. I'm sure people that are watching on television saw it.
Well, I'll tell you, that was a heck of a punt, and Wilson had to pick that one up at his 5-yard line. He got about 18 yards on the return because I agree with you. He outkicked the coverage.
They did catch it.
Oh, they did see it.
Oh, yeah, they're marching it off now.
Yeah, they're marching it back now. So that'll spot it down to about the 13-yard line. So they'll start from their own 13-yard line, first and 10 for the Huskies. We expected to see Logan Parks, but it looks like Landon Eichhorn is the quarterback right now. And it is. It'll be the 5'10", 145 junior, 3-for-4, 26 yards passing last week, 2-for--6 on the ground. They'll go with a double wing set, shotgun, sidecar left. So Eichhorn will give the ball away, and it'll go right to Schaefer right out of the gate. Schaefer will get maybe a yard before he is spun down at the 14-yard line.
Well, his namesake on the other side, Matt Schaefer, in there to finish it off. But you have to give all those three big guys in the middle. All right, Wetzel along with Rouse and Raybuck on the other side. So they just clogged the middle up.
Coming out to the near side is Sheeler, the wide receiver. Man-to-man coverage there. Two receivers to the short side, moving right to left from the far hash mark. Eichhorn, the quarterback, goes back, looking to the near side, lobs one up. Fighting there is Sheeler, and a great defensive play by Jaden Packer to knock it out of the sky.
Well, Jaden stayed right with him, and he turned around at the right time, Kevin. The ball was almost there, and he shielded the receiver from it. And if there was going to be an interference call, it would have been on the offensive player. But nice job by Jaden Packer.
That'll bring up a third down and 9 from the from the Mifflin County 14-yard line. I'm getting a week ahead. Central Mountain next week for the Braves on the road.
You know, Kevin, we don't talk about Brody's brother Mason, who's the center, that much, but he's also the defensive right-left tackle. And, those guys up front have been doing a good job so far.
Shotgun sidecar right. Two receivers near side. Play action pass. Back to pass Eichhorn. Pressure from the backside. He's going to throw it on the run. He's got a man. And it's complete and just stumbled up. Otherwise, that would have been 6 for Parker Kearns. And Kearns takes it to the 49-yard line. And that will be a 35-yard pass play.
That's Chase Morgan on the defense. And he got Chase kind of stumbled, you know, trying to turn around and did not get a good look at him. What a nice catch, though, by the receiver from Mifflin County.
We got first down and 10 at the 49-yard line. Two receivers to the near side, two to the far side. Eichhorn now 1-for-1 on passes. He's got the ball again. He's going to hand it off to Schaefer. Schaefer spun down into Shikellamy territory at the 48-yard line.
Well, actually, Mason Raybuck, on his penetration, made the runner turn inside, and he stumbled, and he did pick up 2 yards on that play. But, again, the Braves doing a good job on the run.
Second down and 7 for the Huskies. 9:05 to go here in the first quarter, scoreless. Mifflin County with their first drive. 2 receivers coming to the near side, 2 to the far side. They run that spread formation quite a bit. Eichhorn, the quarterback, he calls for the ball, has some time in the pocket. Hits the man on the inside. That's Wilson. Wilson down to the 40. Ball is free. I didn't hear a whistle. Now they say he was down, and the whistle came a little late. That'll be good enough for a 9-yard gain and a first down at the 39-yard line.
Boy, he did a nice job of finding that soft spot in the zone, Kevin. Tackle by Luke Snyder was in on that, along with number 16, all right, which would be Matt Schaefer.
So that'll bring up a first and 10 from the 39-yard line. Clock winding with 8:39 and counting. Actually, 8:29 now and counting in the first quarter. Eichhorn now in the pistol formation with Schaefer the back deep. He will hand it off to Schaefer on the stretch play. Stretch play comes up, finds a hole across the 40 to 35, down the sideline to the 20, to the 15, caught from behind at the 5-yard line, and a touchdown, saving tackle on the far side of the field for the Braves.
That was a great kickout block on the man that was supposed to turn the play in, and there was nobody that scraped outside to get to the runner as he turned upfield, but lots of speed there, Kevin.
I thought it was Morgan, but I couldn't quite tell. The numbers got bunched up in his uniform, and I can't see either one of them right now. So it'll be first and goal at the 4-yard line for Mifflin County. The Huskies break the huddle. They'll send one to the near side, one to the far side. Backs are split now. Actually, I'm going to correct that. It's now a shotgun with Eichhorn in a sidecar right. Eichhorn with a direct snap. He'll hand it off first back through and the only back. And that one, Schaefer. And Schaefer's met immediately and dropped. There was absolutely nowhere to go because stuffing that one up was Cooper. Luke Snyder.
Well, Cooper Rouse and Mason Raybuck were the two linemen that had him. Luke Snyder got there after things were pretty well taken care of, Kev.
That's what you want, though. You want more than one guy on that tackle.
You know, it's not when they run right at Shikalimi that it causes a problem. It's the off tackle, the sweep, and of course they haven't put any pressure on the quarterback yet either on his pass plays.
Eichhorn now with Schaefer to his left side this time. 4 receivers again. Far hash mark coming to the near side. Now there's a little bit of pressure on Eichhorn. He's got to roll out to the 5. Spun out of bounds at about the 4-yard line. Brought out of bounds there by Luke Snyder, the Mike. And also there on the tackle.
You know, at the last minute, they moved Matt Schaefer into that slot in the defense, you know, and he was supposed to contain the quarterback. And what happened was his angle was bad, and that's how the quarterback got around him. That would have been a big loss for Mifflin County if that would have happened.
So now it'll be 3rd down and goal at the 3-yard line. Braves defense trying to make a stand here with under 7 minutes to go here in the first quarter. We have 2 receivers, ball in the near hash mark. 2 receivers each direction. Eichhorn now running out of time and they are going to have to take a timeout. He had about 7 seconds left on the play clock at that point, and I think they had some motion coming.
But I think that the coach looked over, and, you know, the offense looked a little tentative once they got out and got themselves set. And, you know, it's a possibility that he said, we got a good situation, or we better not screw it up by having a motion penalty or somebody being in the wrong spot. So good timeout by the Mifflin County coach. Braves get a stop here. You know, I don't know if Mifflin County would at 4th down would kick a field goal. They might try to punch it in. You know, early in the game.
Yeah, it's a risk reward type of thing. But you've been able to move the ball. I think at this point, if you're the offense and you've been able to move the ball, you kind of challenge your offense to do so. Shane Breon, the coach here at Mifflin County, trying to get things all squared away here again and make them the power. But this is a big game for Shikalimi. They're playing a team that is an upper level than them, so a lot of bonus points available if they can get the win. Eichhorn on a third down and goal from the three. Man in motion to the far side is Wilson. The flow is going to go that way. Wide open is Wilson. Nobody went with him. He's into the end zone. Touchdown.
He's the
Mifflin
man,
County.
He's the guy that went through the entire backfield, went right through the formation, and as soon as he got around the end, he just turned up in, and there was nobody there, and just a nice pass. So Mifflin County cashes in first here.
That was a long drive. That one started back at the 14-yard line.
One nice pass play and one heck of a run.
Yeah,
in that
a couple of big third down conversions, including the one that put points on the board. Arch Gillis 2 for 2 on extra point attempts this year. He will set now. Snaps low, sets down. The kick is up, almost blocked, but he just got it away and high enough to get it in. Boy, I'll tell you what, that ball is any lower, and it's blocked. Chickalimmie got some pressure in there with the low snap. But with 6:52 to go here in the first quarter of play, it is Mifflin County 7 and Chickalimmie nothing. You know, next week I'm just going to say Mifflin County all week, all game.
Kevin, it's exactly what Mifflin County did to Central Mountain last Friday night. Took the ball and went right down the field with a couple of nice runs and some pass plays and punched in and went up 7-0. They did a good job of holding Central Mountain on the next series, and then they put another one in to make it 14-0 very quickly, and then that's all they scored. But the Braves are in serious trouble if they don't get those blitzes straightened out that the defense from Mifflin County is running, because you know they're not even getting the handoff in the backfield before somebody's on them.
That drive and that big pass play could be our Shamokin Dam Health Center backbreaker play of the game. We'll have that coming up for you in the fourth quarter. But an update on our Blaze Alexander Ford Built Ford Tough Game of the Week. Juniata with an early 7-0 lead over Selins Grove in the first. That game on Eagle 107 and on the SBC Sports Live YouTube channel.
Todd Hummel said Juniata is a much improved program.
We're not far from the Juniata right now. The river, that is.
That's for sure.
Parksgill will kind of pop this one up. It is taken by Morgan at the 15 to the 20, right up the numbers, now to the outside of the 25. Spins off a couple of tackles, works his way to the 27-yard line, and is brought down at the 27-yard line by Brody Rischel.
That's a good idea. Kick it high and kick it to the sideline. And
pin him.
Pin him in here, and then you just, you know, your lanes can be filled and flow over and keep him in one spot. Don't let him get to the middle.
Chickalimmie trailing at 7-0, 6:44 to go here in the first quarter, and their second possession after having minus 9 yards on the first drive. Brody Raybuck now the quarterback. Lots of black jerseys made it in the backfield in the last series. See what adjustments the Braves offense has made. Schaefer Knight's the lone back to the left of Raybuck. Raybuck takes a direct snap, gives it to Schaefer Knight. Tried to spin off a tackle, and he ends up going right down. He was tackled that time by number 54, Corey French. And French was in the backfield.
Well, number 4, who's an outside backer, Logan Parks.
There's a flag, Chief, on the play late. Sorry to interrupt you there, but there was some chatting going on by the corner and the receiver here on both sides. And I don't know if this one's going to go both ways or if they're going to go one way or another. So I didn't mean to interrupt you there, but we'll wait for that call here, and then we'll finish that thought here in a moment. So we'll see. If it goes both ways, it's one of those, what good did it do?
We just played first down over again.
Well, that's true, but I think it's a dead ball, though.
Okay.
Let's see. It's a personal foul against Chickalimmie and a personal foul against Mifflin County, so they will offset. So that did go both ways as the chatter was going on both sides. So it'll be second down and 14 at the 23-yard line. Chief, I promise you I'll give you a chance to finish that thought.
I forgot it, Kevin.
Raybuck in the shotgun now with the sidecar right. Here comes the pressure. Picked up pretty well. Has time. Sets up. Fires down the middle. Intercepted right down the middle. And coming back the other way with it is Sheets. Lucas Sheets got hit as he crosses the 35 to the 32 and fumbled it away. And Chickalimmie, I think, might have picked that one up. And they did.
Martin was there, and it looks like...
That actually looks like it's Luke Snyder on the recovery.
Luke Snyder got it. There was three Braves there, but Luke Snyder was the one who recovered that. Boy, Brody threw that right to the right where the linebacker was standing.
Yeah,
though, right?
I'm not quite sure. I don't know if maybe a wrong route was run.
No, there was a guy, but he was about 5 yards deeper. The pass needed to be a little bit higher.
6:07 remaining here in the first, 7-0 in favor of the Mifflin County Huskies. The Braves turn the ball over, then get it right back on the same play. So technically that goes in as two turnovers, right, Chief?
Yeah.
A turnover for both.
You got it.
Raybuck now in the shotgun once again with a new set of downs. Gets the direct snap, comes to the near side, swing pass to Snyder, bobbles it, gets it back, breaks a tackle at the 35 down the sideline. He's going to be off to the races. He did not step out of bounds.
Yes, he did.
He stepped out at the 46-yard line by a shoelace.
Well, Luke has that strong upper body, and you're not going to arm tackle him even when he's trying to catch the ball. Did a nice job of running through the tackle and then tiptoeing down the sidelines. And Kevin, it was hard for us to see if he did step out of bounds because
it was close.
It's right in front of us, but we're not looking along the sidelines. We're looking across the field.
And it will go down as a 20-yard gain on a great run and a broken tackle. Shotgun formation, first positive play for the Braves. Here's the handoff. Schaefer Knights has some running room off the left side. Breaks a tackle. Spun around. Can't get his footing, but he still is able to at least finish to about the original line of scrimmage, and he still hasn't gone down.
We're not blocking a soul. We're not blocking anybody. You're not going to be able to run your offense if you can't have running plays. And in running plays, you've got to block people. You got to start, instead of looking at man, you got to look at areas where people are showing up.
Oh, that's why they have halftime, Chief, you know. That's what they always say. Make your best adjustments then. Back to pass, rolling out to the near side. Great pass, incomplete. Turber could not hang on to it. Ethan had it right between his hands, and Raybuck on the move threw a dart.
That's one of those that should have been caught, Kevin. It was right there, hands.
I don't know that he would have gotten more than about 5 yards.
But he
would have gotten 5 yards,
yes,
right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And you know, again, Mifflin County was bringing somebody from the backside, so Brody had to get rid of the ball.
5:14 to go here in the first quarter. Mifflin County leading it 7-0 here at Mitchell Field in Lewistown. First time the Braves have been here in the 21st century. I just like the way that sounds. That's why I keep using it. Raybuck in the shotgun with a sidecar left. Three receivers, back to pass, no pressure, three-man rush. Fires it, complete to the far side. Finding some running room over there to the 38-yard line for the Braves is Jaden Packer. Packer with his third grab of the season.
And we got somebody down for the Braves. They wanted to quickly line up for a fourth down play, but the injury's going to stop that, so that means they're probably going to have to punt, Kevin.
Looks like Nick Brannigan is the injured Brave. Fourth down and about 5 at the 41-yard line, but the Braves were able to get some positive yardage there, both in the air and on the ground, Chief.
Well, the last two times that Brody has had to throw the football, he's had time to throw the football, and that means a lot, all right, especially if you got to set, you know, don't want to throw off that back foot. And he's delivered the ball. They're bullets. You better have your hands open and ready for them.
Shigalemi Braves football here on double. Actually, it is going to be Brannigan.
It's 53, right?
Yeah, that's Brannigan.
That's Nick.
Yeah. I was thinking it was 53, but I couldn't quite see the 3.
Well, Nick and Nate, I think if you saw them with their helmets off, probably would look very much alike.
It's not helpful that they wear numbers that are 53 and 54 either.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, Kuntz had put his foot into one earlier and had about a 52-yard punt, but the Braves offense is going to stay on the field.
They're going to go for it, Kev.
Braves are going to bring in Osvaldo Baez.
He's been Ozzie's been in. He has been in. For this series at that right tackle spot.
Yeah, this is his first time he's played football. They're going to put him at the guard spot now. Shotgun, back to pass. Raybuck swings out. It is complete. Complete to, that's going to be Luke Snyder. And Snyder breaks the tackle to the 10, to the 5. Touchdown, Shikalemi. Snyder got it after it looked like the defender was thinking pick 6, broke a tackle and went down the sidelines.
Great concentration by Luke Snyder to catch that ball with somebody in front trying to intercept it. But it was a bullet. I think it got there quicker than the defender from Mifflin County knew. And then you're not going to bring Luke Snyder down. And Martin,
not with a shoulder tackle.
And Martin with a great downfield block to get that corner off balance so Luke could go right by him.
Coots trying to go 3 for 3. Braves are short a player. Now they're going to bring one in. Plenty of time on the play clock. Still 17 to go. 4:45 remaining. Snap, set, kick up. It is good. And we're tied at 7 with 4:45 remaining after the second touchdown pass of the season for Brody Raybuck, and the second touchdown catch of the year for Luke Snyder as well. That one will go down as a 45-yarder.
Well, there's your patented Logan Leiby, you know, about 4 or 5 yards and out, okay? And sometimes you throw the ball 25 yards to get it 5 yards down the field, but very effective in that you have the defensive back completely spread out, and if you do catch the ball and get by the defender that's with you, you're going to pick up yardage. And Luke Snyder made believers out of all of us on that one. That's twice now that Luke has broken tackles and taken off down the field. This time he didn't step out of bounds.
He had two really big plays in that drive. You're right. All tied up at 7. Here at Mitchell Field in Lewistown, Kevin Herr along with the Chief Dave Ritchie. Thanks for joining us for Shikellamy Football on News Radio 1070 WKOK and on the WKOK Sports
Kevin,
YouTube channel.
Who caught the 5-yard pass on the opposite side on third down? I forget. Remember that's how they got the 4th and 5. I forget who caught that. We forgot
you know,
all about
when you and I when you and I put our memories together. We have a total of 3 to 5 seconds of memory. It's great. Coots now with the kick. And the right-footed kicker will pop one up. And it is taken on the run by Wilson at the 20, to the 25, to the 30, down the sidelines to the 40, to the 45, and dropped at the 48-yard line. Coots actually makes the tackle.
Yeah, Nick's a good downfield tackler, Kevin. He's the safety on the play. And you know, that's exactly what they did at Central Mountain. It's a sideline return, and it's usually to the bench. Come up the middle and cut to the side. So you get out of the contain, and that kid's got some legs on him, Kevin.
Well,
lots of speed.
Yeah, we've seen Nick a couple of times make tackles because he wants to make the tackle. He doesn't want to be the kicker that's just the safety valve. He's not going to lay down in front of him either. He's going to tackle. Now a change at quarterback. Nope, it's going to be Eichhorn after all. With the pistol formation, Schaefer behind him. And it's going to go to Schaefer. Schaefer coming to the near side to the 50, to the 45. They're trying to strip the ball away. He gets to the 40 and an 11-yard gain for first down.
Boy, did they clean out Shikellamy's inside on that. He came off the left tackle, and he had all kinds of room. And they had the outside backers spread out, so Schaefer had to come a long distance to try to get that tackle. Woo. That's what they're doing, Kevin. Spread them out.
Well,
Shikellamy doing the same thing.
Yeah, spread them out and see what happens after that. Eichhorn in the shotgun now, 4 quicks. With the clock running at 4:05 to go in the first. Back to pass, Eichhorn. Now some pressure. Rolls out to the far side. Has to throw it away. But a sliding catch at the 28-yard line by Parker Kearns. The junior picks up his first pass reception. Is it a completion or was he out of bounds? No, they're going to say he was out of bounds. His foot was out of bounds when he made the catch. Wow. That was a great effort, though.
It sure was. And I'll tell you, there was a lot of pressure being put on that time by Mason Raybuck. I thought he was going to get him, all right? And Mason just about hauled him down for a loss, but he made him force that pass maybe a little bit sooner than he wanted to.
Second down and 10 at the Shikellamy 40-yard line. Eichhorn with a pistol formation. Double wing to the near side. Here's the handoff, and it goes to Schaefer. Schaefer will go nowhere. On the other side, Isaac Schaefer Knights leading the tackler procession along with
Turber.
Matt Schaefer and Turber.
Yep. I mean, if they came right, the linebackers did a nice job. They filled the hole and bang, all right. Loss of 2 yards on the play. Big play here, Kev, 3rd and 12.
Third down and 12 from the 43-yard line. 3:24 remaining here in the first quarter play. The clock winding.
Can I say left hash?
Left hash? There are no hash marks here on the field.
You have to estimate them, all right?
There would be where the hash marks would be.
They're there, but nobody painted them.
They didn't finish them.
They didn't finish them.
Ball to 43-yard line on a third down and 13. Eichhorn back to pass from the shotgun. Rolling out. Has time. Sets up. Fires it long downfield. It is complete at the... No, he dropped it. But a flag coming for pass interference as Parker Kearns caught it and then lost it. But they're going to get 15, or they're going to get the pass interference anyway at the 10-yard line. And that might have been a PI that you would say by Chase Morgan that was okay, because if he didn't, it might have been six.
I don't understand how we're getting beat deep all the time, Kevin. That'll be first down, 15-yard penalty, first down. Braves did a nice job on the first two plays in this series that Mifflin County's been running, but that third, they've been rolling out right. They have rolled away from the pressure every time. Every time.
And I'll tell you what, Chief, that's on the opposite side of the field. It is a very long view for us through a lot of players at a very low angle here on the visiting stands, because we're only about half as high as what we would normally be, and it was hard to see, you know, what the interference was, but the officials had two flags there. Eichhorn with a handoff. Now he'll give it off to Schaefer, and Schaefer goes nowhere, but he does find a way in a cloud of dust at the 20-yard line to get to the 19.
I actually think the Braves tacklers, there were so many of them there that they actually helped him pick up a yard.
Kind of pushed him. Yeah, it's kind of like it's kind of like the Penn State touchdown on the quarterback sneak.
Exactly.
It was a little. You know, I used to watch Ice Road Truckers. They have a thing called push truck. That's what it reminded me of. One truck pushing another one up the hill. Push trucking.
Well, he only got a yard. He's not even a full yard on that, Kev.
So the time will wind down to 2:15 to go in an all-tied-up 7-all first quarter. And the Huskies of Mifflin County with their second possession, trying to come in with their second score. Eichhorn now with a direct snap. Back to pass. Has some pressure. Rolls out, and he's got to go down at the 30. He is ripped down at the 30-yard line by Mason Raymuck. And he just took the jersey and spun him to the ground.
Well, Mason with a nice inside move got by his man, and then he got outside of the quarterback. And, you know, was that a fireman's carry he used there, Kevin? Because Mason being on a wrestling team, and the wrestlers make great tacklers, I'm going to tell you. What a great defensive play by Mason Raybuck.
9-yard loss will bring up third down and 29 from the 18-yard line. Actually, I'm going to correct that. Third down and 20. They corrected the scoreboard at the 29. There we go.
Now, we hopefully won't let anybody get behind us.
Big third down. And, you know, that one may have put them out of field goal range, too, Chief. Eichhorn now with the running back to the left is Schaefer. Schaefer, all right, that Eichhorn, two-step drop, fires it, and it is incomplete. Morgan had it for a second and then hit the ground, and I think lost it when he hit the ground awkwardly.
Both defenders ran into each other for Shiklemy. Martin, and I don't know who the other one is that's down, but that's Morgan, I think.
That's Morgan, yeah.
Yeah, they ran into each other as they were going for that ball.
So Morgan still down with 101 to go here in the first quarter, all tied at 7, 4:20. Fourth and 20 coming up here for the Mifflin County Huskies. We'll see what they end up deciding to do here in just a few minutes on that fourth down. Let's take a look at the scoreboard. Southern Columbia leading Shamokin 23-0 in the first quarter. Danville shutting out Line Mountain 17-0 in the first. Loyal Sox 7, Hughesville 0 also in the first. Hamburg 21 and Warrior Run 0 in the first. In the second, Halifax and Midwest are scoreless.
If you're from Hamburger, are you a hamburger?
If you're from Hamburg, are you a hamburger?
Yeah.
Or are you a Hamburgian?
That could be. Beautiful.
If you like Hamburgs, are you a Hamburgian?
Beautiful school, Kevin. we went down and played them in girls basketball about 10 years ago. Beautiful facility they built down there in Hamburg. So
they don't have any cheeseburgers.
No, they don't.
No. No hot dogs either?
All right, Kevin. I tried to go with hamburger, and you proceeded to go through the entire...
Well, it is dinner time for me now.
The entire concession stand menu, all right?
It is dinner time, you know, for me. All tied at 7 with 101 to go. It'll be fourth down and 20, and they're going to go for it from the 29-yard line. And right now, Eichhorn is calling for the play because they think they need to bring somebody in. Yeah, they had to bring in Wilson. 15 on the play clock. Now they're going to bring in the receiver Sheeler from the far side and tighten things up on the far hash. Is it going to be a pooch?
I don't know.
8 seconds. Yep, they're going to go back to pass. Eichhorn looking, firing it down the middle of the field. It is caught and dropped. He caught it. Wilson caught it for a second and then dropped it, but the official has now said
it was recovered.
It is going to be a fumble.
A fumble recovered.
And a completion. Oh, my.
That's a bad call.
That's a tough call right there completely, and that's going to be good enough for a first down. Oh, my.
On the 5-yard line.
Wow. When he hit the ground, the ball popped out. The official said he was down at that point on the ground. And with under 30 seconds remaining here in this first quarter, they'll have one play after converting on a fourth down and 20 with a controversial ending. Eichhorn with a pistol formation. He'll look over the defense, call for the ball. They'll hand it off Schaefer. Schaefer to the 5, to the 3, and that will do it for the first quarter play. At the end of one, Mifflin County driving. We're all tied at 7. This is Shikellamy Football on WKOK and the WKOK Sports YouTube channel.
This is Dr. Dunnigan from Shamokin Dam Health Center. If you suffer from muscle strain, chronic pain, or any other type of injury, we can help. We provide rehabilitation, interventional pain management, massage therapy, and chiropractic in our opioid-free multi-specialty center. We welcome new patients as we are dedicated to helping you become free of the limitations of pain, restoring pain-free function to your life. Call for your appointment, 570-743-4333. That's 570-743-4333.
Saving money on your next vehicle is as easy as SMC. Sunbury Motor Company. Since 1915, SMC provides total commitment to complete customer satisfaction. Sunbury Motor sells and services new Fords and Hyundais in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury. And new Kias on the Golden Strip in Hummel's Wharf. No one beats Sunbury Motor Company's lowest price promise. Check them out at sunburymotors.com. SMC, a tradition of trust since 1915.
Welcome back to Mitchell Field here in Mifflin County. After a fourth down and 20 conversion and a 4-yard scamper, right now with the second quarter just about ready to play, it'll be second and goal from the 1-yard line. So the Braves defense will now make their way to the end zone to our right.
You really got loud all of a sudden, Kevin. Could you turn me down a little bit?
I've been trying to turn you down for years.
Yeah, I know. Thank you, buddy.
You listen to Steve Jones, I turn you down all the time.
Yes, you do.
Eichhorn with a pistol formation. He'll hand the ball off, and Schaefer will go to the left side, and he will not make it into the end zone. Are they going to blow the whistle? Yes, they finally do blow the whistle after several minutes, and now a late flag coming in, and this one might be on somebody taking Schaefer Knights to the ground after the whistle.
It should be, because he was trying to get up, and the guy hooked his leg, and it might have been inadvertent, Kevin. You know, didn't mean to do it, but it happened.
Yeah, and I don't know. And those whistles are really tough to decide when forward progress is stopped to blow it. And I think at this level, it's one of those things that better safe than sorry sometimes. But
he's going to pick his flag up.
I don't think so.
Well, he did pick his flag up.
He did. Well,
he didn't wave it.
I don't think. Yeah, they're going to march it off for unsportsmanlike conduct, even though I don't think he signaled it yet.
That's 15.
Yeah, and that'll march it back to the 15-yard line. So it will now be, and that's probably a dead ball foul, so it's third and goal from the 15-yard line.
Oh, they've been here before.
No, it's fourth down. Correction. Fourth down.
They've been here before.
It is fourth down and goal at the 15-yard line.
I think it's third down, Kevin.
The official signaled 4.
Oh, did he?
Yeah. And the ball marker says 4 as well. The down marker says 4.
Scoreboard says 3.
Yeah. I will go with the guy in the white hat who held up the fist in the air. He's got the little finger thing that goes over one finger every time a down moves.
Right.
It is fourth down. Shotgun. Back to pass. Eichhorn. Eichhorn swings it out. Finds Schaefer at the 10. Schaefer to the 5. Schaefer to the 2. To the 1. No signal. Still no signal. I'm assuming it's a touchdown, even though no one signaled it. He is into the end zone. So it'll go for 15 yards and a touchdown pass to Schaefer, who catches his first touchdown of the season.
Nobody tackled him.
I mean, no.
Three or four guys had a shot at him. It was a nice play. They cleared that area out for him to catch the ball, so somebody had to come up and make the tackle, and they did not.
Hard skill ready to take the extra point. Snaps good. Sets down. The kick is up. Line drive kick into the student section behind the goalpost is good. So with 11:18 to go here in the half, it is 14-7 in favor of Central Mountain after some big fourth down conversions.
Yep. Kevin, the Braves have had their opportunity to stop that drive, all right? I mean, there were several times there was, like third down and a lot, and in this case, fourth down and goal, and they just didn't do it.
So they will now, Central Mountain will take the lead for the second time tonight. After the 15-yard reception by Schaefer. And just for the record, I'm still waiting for the official. Did I miss something? I didn't see a touchdown signal at all. I was waiting for the officials to signal touchdown, and I didn't see it.
The official who called the ball down at the other end was also on the goal line, and he never put his hands up. Neither did the one on this side.
Yeah, I kept looking to the sides. Those are usually the side judges who actually make the call in the end zone. I thought maybe for some reason he was down and didn't break the plane with the ball. That's why I was waiting as long as I was. But when they started celebrating, it looked like it was pretty convincing.
So
they kicked the extra point.
I thought he was in.
I did too. I really did.
They tackled him into the end zone from my
view. Yeah, the only thing I thought was waiting for the signal was maybe he had a knee down early. I don't know. Well, Braves are down 7 again, and here comes Parks Gill to kick the ball away. And he will kick a high one. It'll go to Morgan at the 13. Up the numbers to the 15, to the 20, to the 25, to the 30. Outside he goes to the 40. Here he goes. They're not going to get him. 30, 20, 15, 10, 5. Speed thrills. Touchdown. Shikalemi, 85 on the return.
Well, that'll certainly bring you down to earth if you're the Mifflin County defense right now or the offense. What a great job of cutting it outside, and then he just put the afterburners on, and he ran away from a guy that had an angle on him, Kevin, number 9.
I said it once. I'll say it again. There is few in the state of Pennsylvania that are going to catch some of these guys. They are some of the fastest sprinters in the district and in the state, and that showed why you can't kick it deep against Shikalemi.
You know, this time he had a chance. The kick was high, and it was to the sideline. But this time he brought it into the middle. He had time to do it because the kickoff team for Mifflin County did not get. Oh, we just got a penalty.
Yeah, Mifflin County just got an unsportsmanlike conduct penalty. Now they'll have the option whether they want to take it now and go for two, or on the kickoff. So I think right now they're looking for the extra point.
I would.
Well, you have not spotted the ball yet, so they are still waiting for that to happen. Braves had too many players in there, but again, the ball was not spotted for play, so they're good to go. Now they're going to give them the option. Do you want it on the two-point conversion?
Yeah.
They're going to take it on the kickoff.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Give Nick a chance to tie this up here.
11:04 to go here in the second, and just that quick, it is a one-point game. Because Chase Morgan just took it not only to the end zone, but up the hill on the other side and on the way to Harrisburg. Here comes the snap, set, kick, up. It is blocked. Coming deep inside from the middle of the field is going to be Jaden King, and he'll block it to make it 14-13, Mifflin County.
It was a good snap. It was a good placement. Just didn't do the job up front. I don't know what they do anymore in extra points, but I remember we used to turn inside and almost almost, you know, put your helmet on the guy's knee.
Yeah, I was going to say, you turn to the right or left.
And nobody's going to get through. This guy came right up the middle, Kevin.
I thought about that a couple of years ago, you know, and it's been a few years since I played even in junior high. But when you turn, we always turned to the inside toward the snapper, toward the center.
And you
kind of put your helmet on his hip.
Yeah,
like you said.
Sturdy. It was almost like making a wall.
Yeah.
Right?
Interesting.
That was my first varsity experience in 10th grade.
That was my only experience. That was when, listen, when I was on Extra Point, I realized that my career was not going to be on the field. So I learned that early in life.
I felt pretty good about it, you know, because, you know, when I was like 6'5 and 220 pounds, you take up a lot of space in there. And you took up a lot of space, too.
I took up a lot of space, but I just didn't have any talent. I was really good as a blocking dummy, though. I mean,
well, how about a tackling dummy, Kevin?
No, because tackling dummies at least give you a little bit of resistance. Besides, my speed was what really made everybody impressed.
Yeah.
In other words, if Chase Morgan were running that back, I would have seen him, and that's about the extent of it. After that, it would have been gone.
I know. It's you know, now we'll see. Hopefully, they don't kick it into the end zone.
Well,
high in the air.
The Braves are kicking it from the 45. Don't be surprised if we see a surprise onside here. They're from the Mifflin County 45, and there it is. And they're diving for it, and Mifflin County just got on that football at the 31-yard line. I tell you what, they did catch Mifflin County going backwards, though. That was a really good call when you're starting with the ball at the Mifflin County 45-yard line. And as you said, if he kicked it deep, it was coming to the 20. Take your chances. The Braves were really close and still, in my mind, recovered an onside kick last week that they did not get. After watching it back on the WKOK Sports YouTube channel, I still believe that was a good recovery.
Yeah, that was a nice onside kick by Nick again. I mean, and then as he kicked it, he just followed right along with it, too.
The only thing the ball didn't do is it didn't take that high hop that you would want it to take. So Mifflin County with the ball now, leading it by one with 11:03 to go at the 31-yard line of the Huskies. Moving left to right. Eichhorn, the quarterback, sends a man in motion. He's going to give it off to that man in motion.
Ooh,
and
he is
going to get leveled. Wow, a big hit on number 81, I believe it is, but I don't have an 81 on the roster.
I don't know who put him down, but it was a textbook tackle, Kevin. Wow. I'm sure the people on YouTube television got a good look at it.
That's a 2-yard gain for 81. Again, don't have an 81 on there. I don't know if somebody had to do a uniform change or what, but we'll try and get you that number here in just a few minutes. Second down and 8 now as the lights take full effect here, and it gets a little bit more comfortable as the sun sets over the way towards State College. Eichhorn back to pass, rolling out to the near side, firing it, and it is complete to number 81. It will take it to about the 45, and a late flag for a hit out of bounds.
That's, you know, you have the guy you're tackling, you're riding him out of bounds, he goes out of bounds, so you get a penalty.
81 is Dupree Reed. And that's who caught it. Dupree Reed was wearing a different number earlier, and he is wearing 81 now as a big catch, gain of about 10, and then another 15 for the personal foul for the tackle out of bounds. That'll put it into Shikellamy territory now at about the 40-yard line. Actually, it'll be at the 40-yard line.
He came out to block Fernandez. All right, and then released and got in between him and the corner. It was an excellent pattern. They ran the corner out of there with another receiver.
First and 10 at the Shikellamy 40-yard line. 10:05 to go here in the first half. Shikellamy trailing it by one. Eichhorn with the pistol formation. Ball. And that ball is free and on the ground, and a scamper for it. And it looks like the center might have hopped back on that one, and he did. That was recovered by Elijah Osborne. Didn't look like Osborne looked like he was trying to snap it and just lost the ball between his legs.
Cooper Rouse put a little bit of hit on him there, all right? And they kind of got, luckily for the center, all right, the ball just laid right there. All he did was fall on it.
So they'll bring out second down and 10 after the loss of about a half a yard. Eichhorn will take the play from the near from the far sideline and come out to the near side as we view things with the clock running with 9:24 to go here in the half. Don't forget, we'll be looking for that Shamokin Dam Health Center backbreaker play of the game. Well, I tell you what, it could darn well be that Morgan return of 85 yards after the Huskies scored. Here's the handoff, and the handoff looking for room is Reagan Ettinger, and Ettinger will find absolutely 1 yard, and that's it. And that's only because he leaned forward when he fell.
Yeah, Glenn Cooper Ross right in the middle of that thing along with the linebackers, Kevin. So it should be third down right now.
It indeed is third down.
Now it becomes dangerous because they'll put the ball in the air.
Third down and 10, and you're right, Eichhorn has been really good in the air here tonight. However, the Braves have been able to get some pressure on him. He has not had a very comfortable pocket over the last few plays, but he has been able to convert big third and fourth down pass plays tonight. Eichhorn, the 5'10", 145 junior. We expected to see Parks get the start. He did not. Offset, shotgun, back to pass. Pressure coming, picked up well. Sets up, fires it, incomplete, threw it too low for Parker Kearns. And he had Kearns open on a little bit of a curl pattern, good for about 20 yards. And it falls incomplete. It'll bring up fourth down and 9.
I would think that that needs to be a linebacker's responsibility. If you're in a zone pass defense there, Kevin, when that guy comes in and runs a curl, you should be sitting right there where the ball is coming.
Somebody's got to drop.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And it didn't look like anybody dropped that time. So we got a fourth down here, Kevin.
Well, they have converted on fourth down a couple of times tonight, Chief. Braves could use a defensive stop here. They have not had the lead yet tonight. And with 8:14 to go here in the half, they trail it by one, 14-13 to Mifflin County.
And they are milking the clock, Kevin. They're using all 40 seconds, all right?
Well, the clock, and they're not being able to use the, they're using all the play clock. They're down to 5. You're right, down to 4, 3. They're going to have to use a timeout, and they do. That'll be their second timeout. They'll have one timeout remaining here in the half as that play clock got way down the line there. Let's take a quick look, Chief, at our plays. Alexander Ford, Built Ford, tough game of the week. Juniata shutting out Selinks Grove in the second quarter by a score of 14-0. That game on Eagle 107, eagle107.com, and on the SBC Sports YouTube channel. Elsewhere, Jersey Shore leads Lewisburg 21-0 in the first. That's on 100.9 The Valley and WVLY.com. Southern Columbia ahead of Shamokin 23-0 in the first. Danville pounding Line Mountain 31-0 in the second. Loyal Sox 7, Hughesville 0 in the first. Midwest 14, Halifax 7 in the second. Tawanda 7, Milton 0 in the second. Hamburg 21 and Warrior Run 0 in the first. Troy leading Montoursville 14-0 in the second. Mount Carmel 14, Dunmore 7 also in the second. Mifflinburg 14, Central Columbia 0 in the second.
Now, I know we're going to get a text. We're going to have to find out the Valley View Berwick score, Kevin.
Here we go. Fourth down and 9. Shotgun formation. Eichhorn back to pass. Pressure's coming. Fires it. Has an open man, and it is caught. Did he keep a foot inbounds?
Yeah, he got
it. He did. Great grab by Isaac Wilson. And Wilson will pick it up, and they'll spot it at the 20-yard line. A gain of 20 and a first down. Wow. That was
not
a catch.
Not much you can say about it. I mean, the ball was thrown right on the spot, and he got it between the inside or the up guy and the back guy. Wow.
Another big conversion. This one again on fourth down now. They'll bring Schaefer back in the backfield. Three receivers to the far side of the field, moving left to right as we view things. Here comes Eichhorn, rolling out to the near side, looking, setting, firing, and it is incomplete. He wanted to get it to Wilson, but Wilson was going the other direction, and Morgan had a better chance at it, but Snyder had a better chance at it, but he slipped and fell.
The ball was there to be intercepted. It just didn't happen, Kevin. That time the Braves did a nice job of covering everything on the flood pattern on this right side.
And we did get an update that Selinks Grove is now at the half, trailing Juniata now by a 14-0 score. That's our Blaze Alexander Ford Built Ford tough game of the week, where it's worth the drive to Route 45.
been a long time since the Schickling offense has been on the field, Kevin.
Sure has. So when you get a kickoff return for a touchdown of 85 yards, there's no chance to get the offense on the field. Eichhorn now with the shotgun, gets the pass, comes out, or gets the snap, comes out to the near side, looking to pass, dropped and sacked at the 19-yard line. That one coming on the hands of Lucas Wetzel.
Yeah, Lucas, a nice job, flattened out the line of scrimmage, came right down, and when they turned the quarterback in, he was there to make the solo tackle. Good hustle by number 11.
That'll be his first sack of the season. Didn't get a chance to play a whole lot last week. Had some problems with leg cramping throughout the second half and getting some playing time here tonight.
He did score a defensive touchdown.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. Scoop and score-ish. 7 minutes remaining here in the half. 14-13. Mifflin County with a one-point lead and will drive now with a third down at 11, but they have made some big conversions on third and fourth down tonight. Eichhorn with Schaefer to his left. Sets up. Takes a direct snap. Back to pass. Firing it downfield. Wide open touchdown, Wilson. But a flag is going to bring it back, and that's going to be for a hold because Wetzel was going to be sacking the quarterback if he didn't get held.
Holding, you're right, Kevin.
Wetzel had a sack, lock, stock, and barrel, and didn't get the chance to complete it because he was tackled at the 27-yard line.
Is that a spot foul or is it from the line of scrimmage?
Spot foul.
So that's going to be in the backfield.
Yes. That is an expensive one. Not only is it 6 points off the board, but it's going to make it third down and yikes.
I don't think it matters to Mifflin County.
They converted on 4th and 20 earlier. 3rd down and 27. Ball spotted at the 37-yard line. Have to get to the 10-yard line to keep this drive going. Wow. And I'll tell you what, time of possession, if you look at that right now, it is so tilted in favor of the Huskies. It's not funny anymore. It's just kind of scary. Ball in the near hash mark. Three receivers to that near side. Shotgun. Back to pass. Eichhorn looking to the near side. Then goes to the far side. Man-to-man coverage. Morgan there. Caught it. Oh, he dropped it. He had it for a second. It bounced off his chest pad. And Morgan couldn't hang on. It falls incomplete. It'll be fourth down and long.
Again, good defense by Chase back there. I'll tell you, Kevin, some of our guys on the rush, you know, it seems like they're falling down at times. It looks like they're being pulled down. So,
are you saying they're not falling down? They're getting some assistance?
Called holding.
Yeah. I think I know where you're going with that.
But that probably happens on the other side, too, with the Mifflin County linemen as they rush our passer.
Well, I do not see a punter out there.
No, they're not going to punt.
So it's 4th down and 27 at the 37-yard line. This ball has to go down to the 10. Talk about gutsy calls.
Oh, this kid can throw the ball, Kevin. I mean, he lays it out there on the money.
Well, Coach Breon's been successful on 4th down earlier tonight. Two receivers to the far side. Back to pass. Firing it in the middle. Incomplete. Tip caught. No, by the receiver. And Wilson caught it short of the first down, though. It was tipped right off of the hands of a Shikellamy defender, and it looked like that defender was 64,
yeah,
which I think is Turber.
Turber, he's the linebacker.
So the Braves get a turnover on downs and stop the Mifflin County drive with a little help from a few penalties. So with 6:18 to go, two timeouts, and trailing it by one, the Braves offense takes over at their own 16-yard line.
Like I said, it's been a long time since we've seen Brody Raybuck under center or back in the shotgun position.
Well, Brody should be well rested. I mean, the Braves have a lot of players go playing both ways, so you can't say that for the entire offense. But Brody should be well rested at this point. Man-to-man coverage, far side of the field on Wetzel. Two receivers to the near side. Man in motion to the far side now. And that's Fernandez. Back to pass. Firing it to Fernandez. It's caught at the 20. Spins out of a tackle. Goes backwards to the 19. And that's where he'll fall short, a gain of about 4 on a quick hitter to Fernandez.
And again, he was the man that motioned through the formation. And instead of doing an out, he kind of did a little curl in the end to catch that ball.
He was the man in motion.
Yes.
Clock winding with 5:50 to go here in the half. Braves down by one. Second down after the gain of four. It'll be second down and six. Raybuck now in the shotgun. Sidecar to the right. Looks over the defense. Play fake. Quick slant. A quick shot to Fernandez. Fernandez makes a man miss to the 25-yard line. He will be very close to a first down. Maybe a gain of four and short by 2 yards now as they get some high percentage passes now for Raybuck. Does this look familiar in the offensive scheme?
Yes, it does. Kevin.
We watched it for 4 years again with Selinsgrove.
We sure did, Kevin.
All those quick hitters that the current offensive coordinator, or at least co-coordinator at Chickalimmy, is now put into play here. And Raybuck will keep it by himself. He's to the 30-yard line. Still going. They pick him up, and they're carrying him. Luke Snyder will carry him down past the 30 to the 33. And they're waiting for him to blow the whistle, and they have still not really technically blown the whistle.
Well, and Mifflin County came out of there with the ball.
It is a first down for Chickalimmy on the gain of five.
What is the mentality when you have that, the people are just all there in one spot? You just blow it dead.
Listen, when there's no forward progress, it has to be a quick whistle. And we just haven't seen that a lot here tonight. And again, you know, I understand the officials. There's a lot of new officials coming in. It's a great learning experience. When the play stops, blow the whistle, play it safe. Of course, you don't want to do that if he's going to break the tackle and run for a touchdown, but sometimes it's better safe than sorry and take the odds, you know. Raybuck in the pistol formation. Sidecar to the right. Raybuck hands it off. And this one will be the give to Snyder. And Snyder spun down at the 35. It'll be a gain of two. Clock winding with 4:10 remaining here in the half. Chickalimmy trailing at 14-13 to Mifflin County with a second down and eight at the 35 coming.
I believe they've given Isaac Schaefer Knights this series off, Kevin, because of all the defense he was doing.
I was going to say, he's one of those guys playing both ways and running an awful lot. Raybuck now is in the pistol, or shotgun rather. Sidecar left, three receivers. Play fake, rolls out to the near side. Swing pass, can't quite get it to Wetzel. And that one falls incomplete. Wetzel was trying to turn it up at the same time and just lost his footing. Clock will be stopped now on the third down and eight at the 35 with 3:42 to go here in the first half in what has been a very entertaining game here at Mitchell Field in Lewistown. Huskies 1-0, the Braves 0-1, inches from winning and being 1-0 for the first time since 2017 a week ago. Raybuck gets the direct snap, looking, firing it to the near side, incomplete. Oh. He threw it maybe a half an inch behind Miguel Pagan, and he couldn't quite hang on.
Got to catch him. You just got to catch it, Kevin. That was a catchable ball.
That'll bring up fourth down and decision time for the Braves offense.
Well, you got to punt it, Kevin.
I don't doubt it. I just didn't want to get it. I want to assume. 3:38 remaining here in the first half. 14-13 in favor of Mifflin County, but the ever-dangerous Isaac Wilson back deep and a flag, as I believe we're going to have too many players in the huddle, so illegal participation against Chickalimmy will march it 5 yards further back, so this will be at the 30-yard line.
Coach Kaiser's not happy about that.
No, he does not like those penalties at all. That type of penalty frustrates him. So Coons, who had a 50-yarder earlier tonight, will have another opportunity to try and kick it over Isaac Wilson's head, although Wilson had a pretty decent return afterwards. Schaefer Knight's one of the protectors now. High snap, controlled. Good timing.
Oh,
and another great one by Coons. Puts Wilson back to the 33, to the 35, to the 40, to the 45, 50. Out kick to coverage, and he's running down the sidelines inside the 30. And Coons with another touchdown saving tackle at the 27-yard line.
You know, they go to the home side. They go to their bench every time when it returns.
Are you seeing a tendency?
Yeah, I'm seeing a tendency. I'm also a little perturbed.
I agree with you. They have run it to the CU. They have run it to the home side every time.
Mifflin County gets the ball on the Chickalimmy 25-yard line with 3:22 to go.
Well, they did this last week against Central Mountain. They had a lot of short fields, and struggled a little bit trying to convert on those short fields. Scored 14 a week ago and won at 14-7. Right now they're leading at 14-13 with 3:22 to go here in the first half. With Schaefer to the right, Eichhorn is in the shotgun, rolls out to the near side, has pressure, fires it. It is complete to the 15, down to the 11-yard line as Parker Kearns picks up another one.
Their kids catch the ball, Kevin.
Well, I'll tell you what, there's some good passing going on today. That'll be a gain of 12 and a first down, down to the 11-yard line. Braves were able to shut them down inside the red zone. Actually, the Braves have been really good in the red zone this year, Chief, in the early part of this season.
That's because they're getting a lot of practice in there, Kevin.
They've been too
much. They've been there quite a bit.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah, you have to give them credit, Kevin. You know, you give it, defense gets the ball, they're inside their 20-yard line. It's tough.
So we have a shotgun again by Eichhorn. Sidecar to the right is Schaefer. Sends a man in motion. That's going to be Reed. Reed in the slot now makes a trip to the wide side of the field. Looking to the wide side of the field, now to the end zone. Now he's going to have to go and dump it off to the outside relief man, and it's Schaefer who catches it for a touchdown. Schaefer was the safety valve, and the safety valve was well used.
Again, the quarterback breaks contain. The defensive backs come up, and people slip by. And a quarterback did a nice job of seeing and finding him. I guess sometimes you call that your hot topic, right? Your hot receiver.
He might have been the hot receiver there. Yeah, he was definitely the third or fourth check down on that one. So now the extra point coming by Parks Gill. Snap, set, kick, up, drifting to the left upright, and inside the left upright, and good. So with 2:29 remaining here in the first half of play, it is Mifflin County 21 and Shikellamy 13.
Well, the Braves got some time. They got 2 minutes and 29 seconds. So, I mean, it took Mifflin County less than a minute to get their third touchdown.
Run down some of the other scores that we have for you on our scoreboard tonight. That we didn't get a chance to talk about earlier. Mifflinburg, we mentioned, leading Central Columbia 14-0 at Blue Jay Stadium in the second. Bloomsburg 28, Central Mountain 7 in the second. That's a little bit of a surprise to me. South Williamsport 46, Montgomery nothing in the second, and tied up at 7, Muncie and Wellsboro late in the first now. Here at Mitchell Field in Lewistown, it is 21-13, Mifflin County leading it with 2:29 to go here in the half. This will give us a chance to pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is Shikellamy Braves football.
Shikellamy Braves football on News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury and online or on your mobile device at WKOK.com.
And getting ready to boot the ball away now will be Parks Gill. See if they kick it away from Morgan and go to Martin this time. Nope, they're going to kick it short, and that one may go out of bounds, and it does. So the Braves will have outstanding field position, but when you look at it from Mifflin County's perspective, it's better than in the end zone.
Exactly.
And 6 points.
You get it on the 35, Kevin?
I believe so. I always get my levels confused.
I think it is the 35.
Speaking about getting levels confused, Bucknell will open up the season on 100.9 The Valley.
They're going to kick it over.
Yeah, they're going to kick it again. That'll be on 100.9 The Valley tomorrow, 5:30 for the pregame. Kickoff at 6 as the Bucknell Bison open the season against Towson. And they are going to take the 5-yard penalty, put them back to the 35-yard line, and make them kick it again. Well, you know what? I think part of the reason to do that, Chief, is because a lot of teams would say, listen, I'd rather give you the ball at a good spot than you're not running it back, so I'll kick it out of bounds if you're just going to accept the penalty. Here, they're just going to move them back and say, no, you can't do that. I think that's a really good call and a good thought on the coaching staff here to not take the ball and march them back and make them kick it to you. So Coons Gill will do that, and he'll kick it to Schaefer Knight to the 20, to the 25, to the 30, 35, squirts through a hole at the 40-yard line and down to the 41.
One thing about the Braves special teams, Kevin, is they get the job done. They probably have done it every time they've had a punt return or they've had a kickoff return. They've always gotten positive yardage and a lot of it.
Listen, the first part of that team name is very much what this team is.
Special.
Special. Yeah, they are very special right now. Because you can count on that being a good return almost every time. I don't think the Braves have started with a return outside the 30-yard line this year. 2:20 remaining here in the half. 21-13 in favor of Central Mountain. The Braves will have another opportunity to try and put some points on the board. Brody Raybuck now in at quarterback. Schaefer Knights, the running back to his left, and behind him just a whisker in a semi-pistol. Back to pass, Raybuck has his pass tip. It is caught on the tip by a lineman and ends up being positive yards at the 42-yard line as Nate Brannigan will pick up the ball after the tip pass.
Well, Nate's going to get his first reception of his varsity career and pick up a yard.
Oh, maybe we're looking at a tight end position for him down the road.
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
No.
All right. Well, maybe he could put in a word for it. Yeah. We've seen linemen at running back before.
We can run tackle eligible.
There you go. Back to pass. Raybuck down the field looking. Down the middle of the field. He's got a man. He's got him. A great pass and a bullet to number 23, Luke Snyder, and it's complete at the 30-yard line.
Well, they gave Mifflin County a little bit of their own medicine there, Kevin. Beautiful pass down the seam, and again, good concentration by Luke Snyder as he held on to it.
28 on the pass reception for Snyder. That is his big. He has been a big play receiver for the Braves this year. Two touchdowns in that big one. Raybuck now will get the snap. Sets up. Three-step drop. Fires it incomplete as Wetzel tried to get on the inside of Parker Kearns and just couldn't get to the ball as he was fighting Parker Kearns for position.
That ball was thrown short, you know. Sometimes you gotta adjust your route a little bit. But again, number nine, is that Parker? You said that the defender.
Yeah, that's Kearns.
Kearns, he did a nice job of getting in on the inside shoulder of Lucas Wetzel that time.
Chief, I'll throw this out there. Inside the 25-yard line might be the range that Kuntz would need for a field goal opportunity here. Remember, the Braves will be kicking the ball away to start the second half. Raybuck now will take the snap. Good time blitz. Picked up well. Fires it in. It is in through the hands of Luke Snyder. He had nothing but the green, green grass of the end zone.
But that ball couldn't have been. It could have been thrown just a little bit shorter, but not much.
Just.
Perfect throw by Cody Raybuck.
A bit long.
And again, Luke did everything he did. He stretched out for it and it came off his fingertips.
Mm.
And we got a penalty holding against the Braves.
Would have come back anyway at the 30-yard line. That'll march it back to the 41-yard line. We'll bring up a second down and 21, rather, at the 41-yard line with 1:08 to go here at Mitchell Field with a half moon out tonight.
The last several times that Brody's got a five-step drop, he's had time to throw the ball, Kevin.
He has, and he's been out of the shotgun with that. He's got the speedster on the far side is Martin. Back to pass, Raybuck comes to the near side, and coming inside just a little bit too far that time for the Braves. That was actually Packer there, Jaden Packer. That'll bring up a third down and long for the Braves, trailing it now 21-13 with 1:03. Remaining here in the half, and two timeouts remaining. This might be no man's land, Chief. If they get about another 5 yards, they may have to go for it.
Well, I certainly don't want to give Mifflin County the ball. Oh, there's a penalty.
Yep, that's going to be 5 yards further back, so that's going to make this a little bit tougher. That's going to be a procedure penalty against the Braves. It'll mark it back to the 35-yard line. And that'll bring up a third down and 26 from the 46-yard line of the Huskies. Great crowd on hand tonight after the first win in a long time here for Mifflin County. Mifflin County will use their final timeout on this third down and 26 coming up They have a great crowd on hand tonight, a wonderful student section that is in the end zone. If you're familiar with the Silver Bowl in Mount Carmel, very reminiscent of that with the student section in the end zone behind the goalpost.
Good job, Kevin. Good explanation.
I tried to paint the picture as best I can.
Except the press box on the visitor side at Mount Carmel isn't quite as nice as this one. And the press box on the home side is a lot better than
it's a lot bigger. It's a lot bigger.
Hey, there is another radio station here.
Yes, there is a Lewistown radio station that does cover Mifflin County. But we appreciate you tuning in tonight on News Radio 1070 WKOK and on the WKOK Sports YouTube channel. Remember, you can watch these games afterwards as well. You can watch them live. And if you have the YouTube app on your smart TV, make sure you subscribe to WKOK Sports, and then you'll easily be able to find it without having to do that weird little search thing on your remote control that makes me feel like I'm texting in the 90s again. Minute three remaining here in this one. Third down and 26 at the 46-yard line. Shikellamy moving right to left. Raybuck now, and a whistle again. I have no idea what this one's about. It looks like it might be an equipment issue. It looks like Martin may have had a snap on his helmet come off. And for safety reasons, the official will ask him. Either that or he didn't have his mouthpiece in, one of the two, and the official said, nope, you got to put that in. That might have been the case, the way it looks, actually. Raybuck now in the shotgun. Almost draws Mifflin County off, and that was really close. And Coach Tizer wants a timeout now with 7 seconds to go. Boy, they were inches from drawing Central Mountain off on that one. He was really close to being in the neutral zone.
You think that was planned? A hard count?
I think that's exactly what it was.
I mean,
with a timeout extra remaining now,
it makes worth a shot. It makes perfect sense now that we see what's going on. So,
well, you get a chance to see, too, exactly what they may be doing in coverage as well.
Or what they're doing up front with the line.
It
didn't look like they were bringing anybody.
They didn't look like they were bringing a whole lot of coverage. They
probably should put as many people back there to defend the pass as possible.
Hamburg leading Warrior Run 48-7 now in the second. Midwest 20, Halifax 7. That game now at the half. It is Tawanda 7, Milton nothing. That game at the half as well after a big win from Milton last week.
Is that at Milton or is that
Tawanda? That one is at Tawanda.
Oh, wow, that's a drive. Nice field.
Oh, that is a field that the community uses as well.
Yeah.
That's always open for people to walk the track and everything. In motion, the tight end goes to the far side. And that's going to be Wetzel. Back to pass now. And running it all the way is Raybuck. Raybuck to the 40. Puts his head down to the 35. And he's down to the 35. And the clock will wind as Mifflin County cannot call a timeout. It'll be a gain of...
They stopped the clock.
About 10.
Why did they stop
the clock? Well, no, it's running now. It's running.
Okay, but you shouldn't stop it just because they blew the whistle.
Gain of 9. The clock will continue to run. Still have 45 seconds, 29 on the play clock right now. Raybuck does not have to snap this right away, but he does. Fourth down and 15. Back to pass. Flags fly, and that will stop the clock, as it will be a procedure penalty against the Braves. I don't know if anybody was open, but it looked like somebody broke open in the middle of the field. Unless the whistle is what caused that to happen. That'll march it back 5 yards to the 40-yard line, and Coach Kizer thinks about a timeout.
He's going to punt.
He brings his offense off the field. No, he was bringing one player off to talk to him and thinking about bringing the offense off the field, but he does punt it.
Smart move.
Well, he's got 17 on the play clock. It's about a 7-second difference. I think that's what he was telling Coots. Watch the play clock. Don't snap it before it gets down to 2 or 1. So they'll wait at 7 on the play clock. 13. Now they'll snap it. He will put it into the air. Nobody back deep. 9 seconds to go. That ball dies. Rolls to the 5. Watermelons its way down to the 3-yard line. And with 1.9 remaining, a beautiful punt inside the 20 will give Mifflin County the opportunity to kneel on the ball and go into the halftime locker room with a 21-13 lead.
Nick has done a fantastic job in punting.
Oh, it's been amazing.
He didn't
tonight.
Punt in the first game, Brody did. But in this particular case, he's had that last one that that they ran back. That was an end over end, and it turned over when it got to its the peak of the arc, and it was a thing of beauty, Kevin.
I'll tell you what, that all these punts tonight have been a beauty. He's done everything but turn it point down to put it inside the 5 yard line,
and then he has to make the tackle.
He's got
He's got two unassisted tackles.
Yes,
tonight,
and they're good ones.
Yes, they are.
They're not landing front or anything. Hey, they're not going to take a knee here. In the end zone with the football is going to be Eichhorn. Eichhorn will swing it out and complete it to the 20-yard line. And the Braves will make the tackle there at the 20-yard line to Deacon Schaefer. And at the end of the first half of play, it is Mifflin County 21, Shikellamy 13. This is Shikellamy Braves football on News Radio 1070 WKOK and on the WKOK Sports YouTube channel.
Drive slow down Market Street in Sunbury and keep your eyes peeled to find the small but mighty Squeeze-In, bringing you the best dogs you'll find on this side of the river with specialty options that will satisfy any eater, like the Cubano, the Reuben, and the Squeeze Dog. The Squeeze-In, your main squeeze since 1945. Finish off your day with an evening at the Duck Inn, their relaxing entertainment lounge-style patio at 453 Woodlawn Avenue in Sunbury is the perfect place to duck in and have a drink.
Hello, sports fans. WNL Subaru, Route 11 in Northumberland, is proud to be the Susquehanna Valley's family-owned and operated Subaru dealership since 1965. So come on in now and check out and save on the all-new Subaru models. Start your fall adventures in a safe, reliable, and fuel-efficient ride. Amazing financing offers for well-qualified applicants. Stop by WNL Subaru, Route 11 in Northumberland, or check out their deals on Facebook and at WNLSubaru.com. The Susquehanna Valley's all-wheel drive and quarters.
Finally, the road is open to Brewer's Outlet. Let's celebrate with Michelob 30 packs for only $21.98. It's all here for your next party. Beer, soda, fresh roasted peanuts, and of course, the pickle bar. This week features an incredible buy at the Beverage Supermarket. Labatt 18-pack cans, $10.99. Yes, Labatt 18 packs, only $10.99. Brewer's Outlet Sunbury thanks you for your patience during the road construction. Oh yeah, try an ice cold slushie. That's what I'm talking about.
I know it's summer, but the four most important words this coming winter might be heating oil price protection. Did you know you can guarantee your heating oil price for the next year and pay with monthly payments? MidPen Energy's Easy Pay has been the preferred choice of many customers because they save when the prices go up, but still get the cash price when prices go down. Your benefits include a capped price, no fees, monthly payments, automatic delivery, and no contracts and no credit checks. Enrollment time is limited. Find out more or sign up today at MidPenEnergy.com.
In an ever-changing world, one thing you can always count on is the service at Purdy Insurance. Hi, this is Season. While the world is constantly changing, Purdy Insurance is dedicated to providing you with the highest level of service to protect you, your family, and your business. Give us a call today at 570-286-5855. Go to our website at purdyinsurance.com or check us out on Facebook to see what Purdy Insurance can do for you.
Halftime here at Mitchell Field and moon over Mitchell Field. I see the little half moon out there. Looks a little bit fuzzy right now, but it's a little bit of a half moon that we have out there tonight.
It's a fingernail moon.
Is that what it's called?
I don't know. I just gave it that name. It looks like fingernail.
I like that, though. I like that. I have to remember that. Fingernail. Actually, it's either waxing or waning. I can always get them confused.
Well, is it going towards full or is it going away from full?
Well, I don't know. We can't quite get a good focus on that one because it's a little bit blurry. It's a little because of the angle we have for it. But, it's probably on its way to full. How's that?
I would think so.
Yeah.
We're in the beginning of the month of September, so.
Is it a harvest moon coming up?
Well, they usually have a harvest moon sometime in the fall because when they used to be able to pick corn at night when they used to do it by hand or back a long time ago, you know, but I'm not sure. You know, if you wanted to grill me about the planets and the moon and everything and the phases, I would have gotten the Hort in the box, all right, and figured it out.
Yes, the Hort in the box, folks, is one of my favorites. The Hort in the box would be Google.
Yes.
Oh, that's the best. Well, let's give you a recap of the first half here at Mitchell Field. In the first quarter, 6:52 to go in the first period. It was the first touchdown of the ball game, and that one was on a pass play to Isaac Wilson. Wilson picks up his first one. Actually, it was a run play, a 3-yard touchdown run. The extra point was good, made it 7-0. The Braves were able to answer back just a couple of minutes later, 4:45 to go in the first. Raybuck found Snyder for 45 yards. Snyder picks up his second touchdown pass reception of the season. And the Braves, with the extra point, able to tie it up at 7. Then just at the start of the second quarter with 11:15 to go, a 15-yard reception by Deacon Schaefer from Logan Eichhorn, and that was a first pass play for a touchdown, first pass for a touchdown for Eichhorn this year. Schaefer gets it from 15 yards out. The extra point was good, and with 11:15 to go, it was 14-7 in the second quarter with Mifflin County leading. But then it was the big play of the night, which could be our Shamokin Dam Health Center backbreaker play of the game. On the ensuing kick, Morgan takes the ball at the 15-yard line, goes right up the right sidelines. Only a couple of guys got a fingernail on him on the way. 85 yards for the touchdown. The extra point was blocked. And with 11:04 to go and no offense for the Braves in the second quarter at that point, they hadn't taken an offensive snap, only trailed it by one, 14-13. The final score of the half came with 2:29 to go as Schaefer got his second touchdown reception of the game. And that one, again, on another opportunity on a big long play, 12 yards on a fourth down conversion for the Mifflin County Huskies. He picks up his second receiving touchdown as Eichhorn throws for his second passing touchdown of the year. The extra point was good, made it 21-13, and that's where we stand here at the half. Chief, the running game, which is what we expected to see a lot of tonight, with 124 yards from Schaefer last week against Central Mountain, has been really stymied tonight by the Braves defense.
Oh, you mean Central? Or excuse me, Mifflin County.
See, I got you saying it now. Yeah. Mifflin County's running game has been really stymied.
When you said Schaefer, I'm thinking Schaefer Knights.
A lot of Schaefers in this game.
The Braves have snuffed out the run. There's only been one play that I think's been over 10 yards, and that was in the first quarter when he made it down to like the 20-yard line. It's the fact that they've been forced to throw the ball. And listen, they've done an excellent job of getting the people in open spots and just sometimes turning the defenders of Chicolini around in circles. And it's just been a great job by the quarterback from Mifflin County.
Yeah, and he's thrown some really good passes tonight. Actually, at times, both quarterbacks have looked really good. I thought early on in this game, the Braves were not going to really be able to run the ball whatsoever.
Or throw the ball.
And they've made some adjustments, and it's been the right thing. The first series was a disaster for the Braves. They lost 8 yards of that series.
Well, what happened was, and I made reference to the fact that they played like Jersey Shore's defense plays. They just got everybody that, you got your ends coming. Sometimes you have the corners coming. You got your linebackers coming. And you just make sure everybody has a gap. And they did that. The defensive line for Mifflin County, these kids are lean and mean, like Frank Broyles, like that Arkansas, okay? They're not, they're not just huge kids out there. They're quick, and they're able to do a great job of getting around our blockers. So it's been I think you're right. I think they did make some changes, all right, because in that last series Brody had a lot of time to throw some passes down the field, not out in the flats, but down the field.
Well, there's some changes on the scoreboard from the last time we talked. We'll have our Blaze Alexander Ford Built Ford Tough Game of the Week update coming up at the half right now here at Mitchell Field in Mifflin County and Lewistown. It's Mifflin County 21, Chicolamy 13. This is Chicolamy Football on WKOK and the WKOK Sports YouTube channel.
Mark and Troy here at Zimmerman Motors. It's Jeep Adventure Days, and we're celebrating with the biggest Jeep sale of the year.
Run, don't walk. We'll even pick you up. Every new Jeep is discounted for this event.
Now that's huge, Troy. Every Jeep discounted. You never pay over sticker here. So get here soon for the best selection. Adventure Days is all about having fun in your Jeep, and we are Jeep people. Let us show you why we sell more Jeeps for less.
Come in and see why people have been coming from all over the region to Zimmerman's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Sunbury and experience what we call the Zimmerman difference. Call 570-988-JEEP or visit online at ZimmermanJeep.com.
It's game time. Football season is here, and Buffalo Wild Wings has everything you need for a great tailgate. Take out food for a watch party at home, or stop in and stay for that welcoming neighborhood atmosphere with front row seats for everyone. Watch your favorite game at B-Dubs, and you'll get in the spirit for sure. Buffalo Wild Wings in Selins Grove, your go-to place for sports, fun, and great food.
Wherever the road takes you this summer, we've got you covered. Finance or refinance your vehicle loan with Service First Federal Credit Union. Enjoy Service First great low-rate auto loans, budget-friendly payment options, and ask how you can earn up to $150 cash back. At Service First, we're friends you can bank on. Apply today. For details about credit costs and terms, call 800-562-6049 or visit serviceone.org. Membership requirements and restrictions apply. Valid through September 30th, 2022. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing lender.
Community is what WNL is all about. For more than 50 years, we've relied on great people and great local businesses to support us. Glick's is one of those true community partners. For decades, WNL has chosen Glick's because we trust them. They do the job right, and they do it well. Whether it's new doors or service, you should trust Glick's too. I'm Andy Long of WNL Subaru, Nissan, and Mazda, and our family is proud to recommend Glick's.
It's the Labor Day sale at Blaze Alexander Ford Route 45 in Lewisburg. Looking for a new vehicle? We've got over 75 on the lot and in the pipeline, and we're taking up to $5,000 off. How about a pre-owned vehicle? We've got over 150 of those in stock with payments starting as low as $99 a month. And we've got 34 banks fighting for your business to get you the best possible payment and interest rate around. At Blaze Alexander Ford, you're always going to get the most for your trade. So get into Blaze Alexander Ford for the Labor Day sale and get a great deal on that next new or used vehicle and the lowest price guaranteed.
Halftime here at Mitchell Field in Lewistown with the score 21-13 in favor of the Huskies. Huskies will start the second half with the football. Our Blaze Alexander Ford Built Ford Tough Game of the Week has Juniata leading Selins Grove now 14-10. That game in the third quarter on Eagle 107 and the SBC Sports YouTube channel. On 100.9, the Valley, they're going to be in the mercy rule in the second half. Jersey Shore 42, Lewisburg nothing. That game at Bucknell tonight. Elsewhere, Southern Columbia pounding Shamokin 29-0 at the half. 38-0 Danville over Line Mountain at the half. That'll be a quickly moving second half. Loyal Sock 14, Hughesville nothing in the third. Midwest 20, Halifax 7 in the third. No change there in the Milton-Towanda game. They're still at the half. Mount Carmel 28, Dunmore 14 in the second. Halftime for Bloomsburg and Central Mountain. Bloomsburg leading Central Mountain 28-7. Muncie and Wellsboro tied at 7 at the half. Second quarter, South Williamsport 53, Montgomery nothing. 21-13, Mifflin County leading Shikellamy. Second half coming up. This is Braves football on News Radio 1070 WKOK and on the WKOK Sports YouTube channel.
The relaxing atmosphere at Midtown Bistro on Market Street in Sunbury is just one of the many reasons it's the perfect place to spend your evening. Visit them Wednesday through Friday to finish off your workday or stop out for a Saturday night on the patio featuring local entertainment. With delicious, freshly made appetizers and entrees, including their well-known goat cheese dip and new dishes almost every week, the Midtown Bistro is sure to satisfy. Find Midtown Bistro on Facebook or check them out at 323 Rear Market Street in Sunbury after the game.
Hiking, biking, rowing, running. The game is life, and you're the weekend warrior. You work hard and you play hard. Football, baseball, soccer, golf. To move is to live, and whatever your sport, Shamokin Dam Health Center specializes in total health to keep you in the game. Call 743-4333.
Shamokin Dam Health Center, designed with you in mind.
Hi, Mike here, and if you're in the market for a new or pre-owned vehicle, get to Blaze Alexander Buick GMC of Sunbury for the hottest deals of the month. While everyone else is marking their vehicles up, we are discounting everything. That's right, Blaze Alexander in Sunbury is discounting every new and pre-owned vehicle on the lot. Biggest discounts, lowest rates, most for your trades, best deals guaranteed. Only one place does all that. That's why we take the deals the others won't. Blaze Alexander Buick GMC of Sunbury.
Proud sponsor of Penn State Athletics.
In an average lifetime, we have 7 to 10 major events. We buy our first car, rent or buy our first home, get married, start a business, have children, a child starts driving, and we retire. But life is not always average or predictable. For all of life's events, common or exceptional, Sholly Insurance Agency is here to help. Sholly Insurance Agency offers coverage for your home, auto, life, business, and employee benefits through best-in-class carriers like Grange Insurance. Sholly Insurance Agency, we're here to help. Visit us at shollyagency.com.
Family-owned and operated, Sholly Insurance, located in Sealands Grove and Lewisburg.
21-13 at the half. Chief, real quick, your adjustments for the second half. What do the Braves need to do to get back on top of the scoreboard? They haven't had the lead yet tonight.
Well, they need to stop the defense, stop the offense at Lewistown until they get the ball. I mean, they just haven't had the ball in that whole second quarter because Lewistown had it. And, you know, the Braves have done a great job first down, second down, and sometimes third down. But it seems every time that Mifflin County needs a 20-yard pass, a 30-yard pass, or get the ball in the end zone, they've been able to do it. So there has to be some adjustments there. I really think that the Braves can move the ball against them. They've done it. And it's just a matter of getting a chance to do that. Get the ball. Be able to run your offense.
Second half coming up next. This is Shikellamy Football on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
It's tough to find a place for lunch or dinner that has something for everybody. Why don't you try something new on Walnut Street in Sunbury, just up the road from Shikellamy Stadium?
Welcome back to those of you watching on the WKOK Sports YouTube channel. Chief, what do the Braves need to do here to get things going in the second half?
Even cauliflower pizza.
Well, they've got to
check out their Facebook page for daily specials
where they
find out more about their delivery within a 5-mile radius.
Free Falling
Grill opens Tuesday
to
Friday, 10 to 7, Saturdays 11 to 7. Call 570-917-4588 and make everyone happy.
Sportsmen, join us at Martz's Gap View Hunting Preserve. Located 15 miles south of Sunbury, Martz's has 1,200 acres of upland game bird hunting habitat and has been an excellent place to enjoy an outdoor family experience since 1957. Martz's also offers continental shoots, sporting clays, wobble trap, and lodging. We thank our veterans for their sacrifices for the greatest country on the planet with special events. Visit us online at martzs.com.
I was in need of refinancing my home and was so intimidated with the process of looking online. There were so many options and I wasn't sure who I could trust. Thank goodness I had Brenda at Nori Bank. Brenda gave me peace of mind and explained everything so clearly to me. She was able to help me refinance my mortgage and I closed in no time. I didn't have to worry because I have Nori Bank.
The Northumberland National Bank. The right people, the right solutions, the right bank. Member FDIC, equal housing lender, based on a customer testimony.
Will receive. Mifflin County's Mitchell Field, the site for tonight's game between the Wildcats and the Shikellamy Braves in the student section. If you're watching on the WKOK Sports YouTube channel, really making a lot of noise now. It is a very, very big and loud student section. Of course, this is a big school district, too, Chief. There are a lot of kids in this school.
So do we want to go through all the schools again for the merger?
Absolutely, because I know Kishik Aquilis is one of them.
And Indian Valley.
Yeah.
And Chief Logan.
And Lewistown.
There we go.
And by the way, Lewistown was the last time Shikellamy played out here. It was in the late 90s, I believe. I think it was before the turn of the century. And if I remember right, it was 2011 when the merger happened, and it was well before the merger.
Yeah, and I think that's when Ernie Tyler was the head football coach, if I'm not mistaken.
And I can tell you one thing. The field, we hit it at the end of September. And by that point, there had already been like 5 or 6 games on this field. And I'll tell you, the field looked like F.Q. Hartman Field in October. There was just big dirt piles in the field, in the middle of the field, and that was about it.
Boy, now you're going back. F.Q. Hartman Field.
Wow.
That was a field. If you sat in the bleachers on the home side, every once in a while you might fall through them, and they were cement.
Yeah, well, you didn't have to call a game there, and you had to worry about going through.
I got my first varsity start at that field, Kevin. So,
well, Bill Freeman, who's sitting to your left, knows that field very, very well.
Bill.
Yeah. He may have spent a lot of time there.
Well, Bill was coaching the junior eighth or ninth grade when Denny Lynch and I took him up there, and we still played on that field. Is that right, Bill? Yeah.
We're hanging out with part of the coaching staff. Brad Slack up here as well with us. In the broadcast, a little left of our broadcast booth. All right, we're ready to boot the ball away, and it will be a bouncer that takes about the 10-yard line. Coming to the near side with it is Wilson. Now he's going to go to the far side, try and get to the edge. He's got to the edge at the 25, and he's bounced out of bounds, and a very late flag, and I think this one is going to be unsportsmanlike conduct for an unnecessary block away from the play. That penalty flew twice. There's two flags, one from the official at about the 50-yard line and one at about the 23-yard line. The ball is actually spotted at the 27, and we'll see if this is one or two penalties, but one of them I think is going to be for an unnecessary block away from the play.
Well,
it's a rule that went into play a few years ago now.
Well, I think the way that Rashad Martin's acting, he might have been either involved in it or...
I think he was the recipient.
Well, we'll see what happens.
And it is going to be against Shikalemi, actually. So, I did not... I saw the end of it, and I thought it was a block, but it appears to be the other way around. So they'll march that one off 15 yards from about the 27-yard line. And that will give Mifflin County, with a 21-13 lead, the ball at the Huskies' 41. Right now the Braves need a turnover. We've only had one turnover apiece, and it was on the same play. It was an interception and then a fumble right afterwards that got the Braves the ball back. So coming out to the near side, two receivers, including Sheeler. Shotgun with Eichhorn. He'll take the direct snap. He's going to swing it out to his safety valve. That's Schaefer. Schaefer will be piled up and driven out of bounds at the 46-yard line.
You know, if you could afford one of your defenders to shadow that player that comes out of the backfield. Somebody has responsibility for the back out of the backfield, all right? And that's what's been happening here. He gets to the corner and he just dumps it off when somebody comes up to tackle him. And just an excellent job by Lewistown executing their passing game. If something's not open deep, they've always got a safety valve.
Second down and 6 for Mifflin County.
You got to give Mifflin County's offensive line a lot of credit. They're doing a good job of protecting their quarterback.
And he'll be in the shotgun once again. One back behind him, and it's going to go to Regan Ettinger. And Ettinger will get about 2 yards.
Well, Chase Morgan in on that along with Isaac Schaefer Knights and looked like Mason Raybuck was over there. Pretty much the entire left side of Shikalemi's defense.
It'll be third down and 4 at the Central Mountain 47-yard line. Braves making some defensive changes here in this play. With 11:05 to go here in the third quarter, Huskies with their first drive of the second half and a 21-13 lead. They'll send one receiver to the near side with man-to-man coverage there. Shotgun, play fake, down the middle of the field, and he got him right down the middle. Perfect pass down to the 20-yard line, and he delivered it to number 9, Parker Kearns.
Right in the seam, Kevin.
That's what Central Columbia hit a lot, tried to hit a lot last week. That'll be a gain of 23 at the 29-yard line now. Central Mount to try to take a commanding lead. They have led since the opening moments of this one. Icorn will now take the snap out of the pistol formation with Ettinger behind him to his left. And Braves showing pressure. Now they back off. Bring it from the outside. Here comes the wobbly pass. It is complete to an open receiver, Wilson, at the 11-yard line. He'll get down inside the 10 to the 8. And somehow he found a spot between the zone. Between the zone defenders, I should say.
These guys put the ball, the quarterback puts the ball on the money at the right spot, and he just runs underneath it.
It wasn't a pretty pass, but it was pretty effective.
Well, it was right on. I mean, it was great. He just caught it in stride.
21-13, under 10 to go, and a drive that is now down to the 7-yard line. First and goal for Icorn and Mifflin County. Now the sidecar goes to the left as Ettinger. Now he'll switch to the right side of Icorn. Icorn with a direct snap. Play fake. Swings it out to the near side. And a great move by Parker Kearns. Makes a man miss in the backfield and scampers in for a 7-yard touchdown. That was a nice move right at the line of scrimmage behind the line. He actually was going to be dead to right, slid to the left a little bit, and the defender just froze.
Yeah, you know, it's one of those things when you're a defender, you're coming up, you're going to make the tackle. He went where he wasn't. I mean, it's just a nice, quick move. And I thought they were going to catch him at the line of scrimmage or even for a loss, and not the case.
7-yard pass reception by Parker, his first touchdown reception of the season. Kick is up, and it is good. There we go. Now we got a signal from the official saying it's good. 9:30 remaining in this one, 28-13 in favor of Mifflin County. On the opening drive, Mifflin County takes it all the way in with the aid of a 15-yard penalty on the kickoff return.
Doesn't matter if it's a three-man rush or if they rush the linebackers. The offensive line for Mifflin County is just doing an excellent job of giving their quarterback a lot of time. And, you know, that's for those passes downfield, it gives them a lot more time to develop, all right? And, of course, that pass down the seam was bang, boom,
yeah.
All right? Just like that, just drop, boom, and the guy's there.
Well, right now the most effective part, and I don't mean this sarcastically, I mean this honestly, the most effective part of Shikellamy's game is now out on the field. That's their special teams. They have been very, very good, especially the four men in the back.
Well, the Braves need to do something with this football now, and I don't mean three and out. They're going to have to drive the ball.
There comes a kick from Parks Gill. He'll squib it. And it is taken and fallen on at the 37-yard line by Matt Schaefer. And the Braves will take over with good field position at the 37-yard line.
I have a feeling you're going to see that for the remainder of the eight games after
you may
this,
not.
Kevin.
Yeah, we may not see a ball kick past the 30-yard line from here on out. You're absolutely right.
I mean, Kevin, I look at the defense. Everybody on Mifflin County's defense looks to be about the same size. Look at that, Kevin. They're all the linemen, the linebackers, the backs.
Yeah.
All right.
They're all about 180.
I don't even know if they're 180.
Under center now is Raybuck. Don't see that very often. And somebody out of position, Braves have to call a timeout. So they're going to readjust here a little bit. Getting some updates on our scoreboard. The Jersey Shore now leading Lewisburg 64-0 with 4 minutes to go till halftime. Actually, 63-0 with 4 minutes to go to halftime. The all-time points scored versus Lewisburg is 64. And again, they still have 4 minutes to go before half. It's really tough situation. Lewisburg really outmanned in that game with Jersey Shore, and that's one of those things that it's just unfortunate. Even getting JV players into the game you just want to make sure you get out of a game like that and you don't get anybody hurt. And I think that's what Lewisburg's coach right now is trying to ask for. Raybuck now under center with a full house backfield. Saw the wishbone last week, first time this week. Here's the handoff, Schaefer Knights to the 40-yard line. Gain of about three, maybe two. Bring up second down and eight for the Braves.
Just almost a straight hitter right off the right tackles area. And, again, he just got stuffed. There's no surge. There's no surge on the offensive line.
Back into the shotgun formation now is Raybuck. He'll have Schaefer Knights to his left. Raybuck looks over the defense, sees a middle blitz. They back off, sets up, fires it, and it is incomplete. Pass intended for Pagan, but sliding and almost picking that up was Regan Ettinger.
Well, he read that nice. You know, as soon as that ball left Raybuck's hand, he made the move to try to intercept it. And if it would have been thrown where it should have been thrown, he would have picked it off.
One of the things that Logan Leiby has been working with Raybuck on this year in practice and through the summer months is looking off defenders, looking one way, throwing another, and he's just starting to understand how it works. Back to pass now. He does that look off, and right in there to make the catch was Snyder, but he couldn't hang on to it, and Albert was ready there to put a lick on him, and he kind of backed off a little bit at a sportsmanlike move. And now there's a player down, and that's going to be Dupree Reed for Mifflin County. And I'll bring out Mike Elder, the Shikellamy trainer, because he was the closest one on scene.
I'm sure it's a cramp, Kevin.
That's the first time we've seen one of those tonight.
Yeah. I mean, he was basically defending the Shikellamy receiver that did the fly pattern and that, and he just all of a sudden went down.
8:39 remaining here in the third quarter, 28-13 in favor of Mifflin County. And I'll tell you what, Chief, that drive, you could have picked about three plays on that drive, on that opening drive of the second half that could be our Shamokin Dam Health Center backbreaker play of the game. We'll have that coming up in the postgame on WKOK and on WKOK.com. Coming up tonight, after Seals football at Eagle 107, the Phillies are on the West Coast. Catch that game starting after Sealands Grove Seals football on Eagle 107. We'll listen to that on the way home, Chief.
Sounds good to me, Kevin.
Punting situation now for Kuntz, who has been stellar. He'll boot the ball away from his own 26-yard line. And he got a line drive kick, hits at the 30, takes a big hop right into the hands of Wilson. Wilson makes a man miss at the 25, spun down at the 27-yard line. Good open field tackle from Luke Snyder.
He wasn't going to get away from Luke.
No.
He just did a nice job to elude the first possible tackler, but again, that good coverage by the Braves punt team. Nice, again. Not a bad kick by Nick Kuntz.
No, it was a lower one this time. But
he got distance on it.
But he got, and Wilson got a really good hop. I mean, it hopped right into his chest. Well, right now the Braves defense needs to do something that they have not been able to do here tonight, and that is get a turnover. The offense turned the ball over and then got a fumble on the interception. That has been the only two turnovers of the ball game. Eichhorn in the shotgun now, gets the direct snap, hands the ball off right side. Schaefer tries to turn the corner. He does it to 30 and down to the 25-yard line. They'll spot him actually just short of the 35. They'll spot him at the 33-yard line.
Solid 4 yards, Kevin.
You'll take that any day.
Oh, yeah. Especially on your first down sweep. That's actually, you know, it's a direct handoff from the quarterback to the halfback when he's standing next to him, but it's basically a sweep.
That'll bring up a second down and five for Mifflin County. Eichhorn in the shotgun with a sidecar to the left. That's going to be Schaefer. Four receivers again in the pattern. Back to pass. Eichhorn has to roll out of the pocket. Has some pressure. He's going to make a man miss at the 35. And then he's dropped down at the 37-yard line, 36-yard line by Schaefer Knights. And Schaefer Knights was begging the official to call a holding. He said he was grabbed in the front of his chest.
Well, Luke Snyder had a perfect shot to throw the quarterback for a loss or hit the line of scrimmage, but he overran it. He went, I think, on his back hip instead of his hip towards the sidelines, and the quarterback got by him.
You know, Wetzel was out all the second half last week with leg cramps, and tonight he's wearing a sleeve on that lower right calf to try and keep it loose and warm.
Did I say Luke Wetzel? It was Luke Snyder's the one that was should have made the tackle. All right. Too many Lukes.
And Schaefer's got a lot of those tonight.
Luke Wetzel's Lucas Wetzel.
7:20 remaining here in the third quarter. Mifflin County with a third down and three, and Shikellamy will give them a free first down as the hard count gets them to jump offside. Remember, in high school, you don't have the opportunity to get back onside. Once you break the plane, it is a flag. That'll bring up a first down and 10 at the 41-yard line as the Huskies move the ball again. Well, huddle up, take some more time, leading this one 28-13. Still about half of the quarter remaining, a little over half. Over to the far side of the field is Wilson. Eichhorn in the shotgun now. Back to pass, looks over to the right, now or left, now to the right. Finds Wilson at the 43. Wilson goes backwards a little bit. And they'll spot him at the 43-yard line. A gain of two. And a second down coming.
I believe that was Matt Morgan in on the tackle on that one, Kevin.
Chief, we'll take a quick look at our Blaze Alexander Ford Built Ford Tough Game of the Week. And right now in the fourth quarter, it is Juniata 14, Selinsgrove Grove 10. That game at Harold L. Bolig Memorial Field in Selinsgrove on Eagle 107 and on the SBC Sports Live YouTube channel. Catch up on that one later on tonight if you'd like to watch that one later. Back to pass, Eichhorn fires it along downfield, looking for Wilson, overthrew him. Wilson had two steps on the defender, and that looked like it was Martin on the defense. Nope, actually it wasn't Martin on the defense. I'm going to correct that. It looked like it might have been Morgan on the defense, and just overthrew him a little bit. By the way, Jersey Shore now with about a minute left, leading Lewisburg 70-0 in the first half. That's the type of game you just hate seeing.
They will not. The dogs will not call themselves off.
Oh, I don't think so.
No, they.
That is a good football team. Yeah. There's no question about that. That is a very good football team.
And we get to see them.
Oh yeah. But it's at Shikellamy Stadium, which makes it a little bit better. 5:54 remain.
That's at Bucknell, right?
But that game's at Bucknell. Yeah. That game's at Bucknell. 28-13. Back to pass, Eichhorn. Sets up, rolls out. He's going to be dropped. Sacked by Mason Reebuck, who I believe has his second sack of the ball game.
That's Mason's second sack. Did a nice job of getting through the offensive line, and then he didn't let the quarterback get outside and got him in his grasp and put him down. So here's something we haven't seen much, a punt from...
I'm not sold yet.
Mifflin County.
It'll be fourth down and 14 at the 37-yard line. It'll be Josiah Sheeler punting. This is his first punt of the game. Back deep for the Braves, Morgan and Snyder. Morgan to the near side, Snyder to the far side. They set up at the 30 from the 25. Sheeler will put it into the air. And it will be letting them hit.
You need to catch that. Yep. You need to call fair catch and
kinda,
catch that ball.
Yeah, both returners kind of looked at each other
and
froze.
There's a flag, Kevin.
And there is a flag at about the 47-yard line.
I can almost guarantee it's probably against the Braves.
Shikellamy will have the ball right now at the 27, waiting to see what the call is, and it is a hold against Shikellamy. Oh, block in the back. Sorry. The official actually turns our opposite direction from where we are, so it's hard to see exactly if it was a hold or not, and it is going to be a block in the back. So it goes against Shikellamy, and that'll march it a little further back with 5 minutes remaining here in the third quarter. And Shikellamy trailing at 28-13, but they did get a defensive stop, Chief.
Yeah, they did. I think that might be one of the first.
That is. First of the night.
That is the first punt of the night as well. But they'll start with the ball at their own 19-yard line. And, Chief, what did you tell me last week?
I'd like to see an 80-yard drive. How about an 81-yard drive this time, Kevin?
How about an 81-yard play? Had an 80-yard run from scrimmage right about this same spot 1 week ago. Just a different quarter. Raybuck under center this time. He will play action. Straight drop. Has Wetzel open. No time, and he's sacked. Dropped down by Ettinger. Also there on the tackle is Owen Geip.
He never stood a chance, Kevin.
No. No, and he had Wetzel for a second down the middle of the field, but couldn't even find him.
Nobody went for the play fake, the play action. And they brought everybody up. They brought all the linebackers up and the linemen. That's eight guys, okay, that was rushing. Four down linemen and four linebackers.
Loss of eight will bring up second down and 18 now. And back to the shotgun for Reba. Clock winding with 4:20 to go in the third quarter. Braves down 28-13. Here comes Raybuck, handoff down to Schaefer Knights, and there won't be an 80-plus yard run there. He's going to be snowed under at the 10-yard line. He'll get about a yard, if that. That'll bring up third down and 18 once again. Have to get down to about the 27-yard line for a first down. One receiver, actually two receivers far side, with the slot receiver being Snyder. One receiver to the near side, and that one is going to be Packer. Back to pass. Right down the middle. Now he looks it off, and he's sacked once again. And this time it is again going to be number 32, Regan Ettinger, the 5'10", 170 senior, will drop Raybuck down to the 3-yard line.
You know, their defensive linemen aren't going and just running through people. They're taking slants and
they're gapping.
They're getting around people because we don't move our feet.
Yeah, it's definitely a gap rush, pinch, slant, whatever. They're shooting all the gaps and making it through. And now, with his heels on his own end line, Nick Coons, who's going to have to be very careful. The snaps have been high. If he hops out, it's going to be a 2-point safety or worse. Good snap. Angles it to the near side. Oh, he got off another dandy. That one's going to be at the 40-yard line, but running it back is Wilson. Wilson to the 30, and he is dropped at the 25-yard line. Good return, but again, a 45-yard punt. Can't ask for much more than that from your punter.
Nick Coons, if we were going to give a most valuable player award in Shikolimi's team tonight, it'd probably be Nick.
Well, here's the thing. If you punt the ball from your own end zone in college, you're more than happy to see the ball hit the 50-yard line. In the NFL, the 45 on the other side. In high school, if you're hitting the 40-yard line, you got a good punt, and he was beyond the 40-yard line on his side of the field.
Yeah, it's a good 50-yard punt, I would say, Kevin.
I think it actually goes, because the ball was spotted about the 2-yard line, it'll be 43.
Yeah, but he punted
43
it from,
on the punt.
He punted it from
10
yards back.
Yeah. Now, the net is going to be shorter because of the run back, but speaking of the run, on the right side, there he goes. Deacon Schaefer into the end zone. He broke three tackles and went 25 yards for the touchdown, and that might be the Shamokin Dam Health Center backbreaker play of the game. 25 yards on the touchdown run with 2:35 remaining here in the third quarter, and the Huskies are thinking 2-0.
I wouldn't think they're thinking it. I think they've already probably got a notch.
They're already planning it?
Yeah.
Parks Gill ready to kick the extra point. Long count, good snap, sets down. The kick is up, and it is good. 2:35 remaining here in the third quarter with Mifflin County leading at 35-13. Next opponent for the Braves will be Central Mountain. And you have to think, Chief, Central Mountain played Mifflin County quite well. They did not throw the ball, I don't think, as much as they have tonight. Mifflin County.
Oh, no, not at all.
So I think you have to look at that and say maybe Central Mountain and Shikolimi are going to be a decent matchup next Friday night up north in the Mill Hall region.
Yeah, I would think so. That you know, the Braves just, they haven't had an answer for anything.
The Mill Hall Metroplex.
Yeah. We get to sit up on top.
Al fresco.
Yeah.
Football al fresco.
Yeah, it'll probably be...
Don't say it.
No, I won't.
Don't say the R word. Do not say the R word for next week. I already called AccuWeather, and I said, I don't care what happens, you've got to make it not happen. I don't care how you do it, but it can't R-word. No wetness. And that is a knuckleball taken by Snyder on the left side. Breaks a couple of tackles to the middle of the field to the 40, to the 43-yard line. And Luke Snyder, who caught a knuckleball, gets it to the 43, and the Braves will take over first and 10. Right now, the offense needs something positive in this one.
Well, the whole team,
if nothing else,
the whole team needs a jolt here.
Good point.
Need something,
yeah.
Something to get them, motivated again.
The offense will come to the near side. Coach Leiby, Coach Schaefer, there. Two good, by the way, not that there's anybody at this coaching staff that isn't good, but those are two good additions. They're not too far out of the players' ages, so they can, really relate to the players. And I think they've really had a positive impact, those two guys, on this team. And you see them out of practice. They're working. They're doing workouts with them. They're running routes, throwing the ball right alongside. Braves offense now coming out right to the ball with 5 seconds to go. Under center, Raymond. He'll get the snap off. Come back to pass. Looking long downfield. He's got Martin. Martin one-handed. No! Martin misread that one just a little bit. Or Morgan, rather, misread that one just a little bit. He tried to catch it with his right hand. He drifted to the inside instead of the outside. It was thrown to the outside shoulder, and he was long gone. Wow.
I know, Kevin.
Morgan had the opportunity. That play was right there for them. Raybuck now with it. And the direct snap from shotgun. Pressure coming from the outside. He's going to have to get rid of it. He does. And Snyder is the guy coming back. But he catches it for a loss of two. And he exchanges pleasantries with Wilson. Says, hey, how's the school year going for you? Wilson says, fine. Hope things are going well for you. It's going to be third down. 35-13 with 2:08 remaining here in the third quarter. Mifflin County leading Shikellamy with a third down and 11 from the Shikellamy 43-yard line, moving left to right here in the third quarter. Shotgun formation. Back to pass. Raybuck, pressure's coming. He makes a man miss. Can't make the second man miss. Sacked from behind. Avery Arend, the sophomore, with the sack. And that'll bring up a fourth down and another punting situation for the Braves.
This is very, I keep saying this, it's like watching Jersey Shore's defense. I mean,
swarming.
Yeah, and...
Well, this is a team that hasn't had confidence in a couple of years. They got a big win last week, and now loads of confidence. Sealands Grove took the lead with a minute 30 left, 17-14, in our Blaze Alexander Ford Built Ford Tough game of the week over Juniata. Low snap, controlled, and another beauty from Coots. Fair catch called for and taken at the 26-yard line by Wilson. And Isaac Wilson pounding his helmet there saying, why did I fair catch that one? Probably not a bad idea.
It was a good idea. It really was. I mean, the ball, he had people coming down on him pretty hard.
17-14, Sealands Grove leading Juniata. That game in the fourth quarter, as we mentioned earlier. Here in the third, 35-13, Mifflin County leading Shikellamy. Mifflin County with the football, trying to get their student section behind them pumped up. And they haven't had a whole lot to cheer about. That's why you got a full house tonight for the home opener. Shotgun formation. Here comes the handoff, and that's going to be a whistle for an offside against Mifflin County. So that's going to move it backwards. So the Huskies will march that one 5 yards further back. So at the 30-yard line, they'll spot it now at the
actually just before the 30-yard line where they started that one. It'll be at the 24-yard line.
Yeah, right inside the 25-yard line.
And again, clock stopped now with a minute 16 to go and a 35-13 Mifflin County lead as Eichhorn takes the snap or takes the play from the sideline, comes out and goes into the shotgun with the sidecar left. He'll can the ball off right side to Schaefer. Schaefer breaks a couple of tackles. He gets to the 25-yard line, to the 27-yard line, and he'll be stopped there at the 27. That'll be just about the original line of scrimmage, maybe just about a yard short, second down and 11. Clock winding now with under a minute remaining. 35-13, Mifflin County leading Shikellamy here at Mitchell Field in Lewistown. First time the Braves have been here in the new century.
Even though this period seems to be going long, the Mifflin County offense, they used the whole 40-second clock drive, and they've been trying to shorten the game.
Right now they have six on the play clock, and they have to send receivers out with 3, 2, and just get it off. Handoff right up the middle. Not much running room there for Schaefer. He's piled up. He got to the line of scrimmage, and that will be about it. And that will be about it for the third quarter play. Final stands on the way as Mifflin County leads Shikellamy 35-13 here on News Radio 1070 WKOK and online with the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app and SBC Sports YouTube channel.
You can sell your car to just about anyone, but when you sell your car to Platinum Central Pennsylvania, you always get top dollar. Platinum Central Pennsylvania has partnered with Kelley Blue Book Instant Cash Offer, and they now have 5 Kelley Blue Book authorized buy centers in the mid-state region. So whether you live in the Carlisle, Mechanicsburg, Harrisburg, Lancaster, or Selins Grove areas, you'll find that Platinum Central Pennsylvania has a place for you. Visit online at creditpa.com. At Platinum, they're proud to say we get you done.
The appliance pros at Peters care about your safety. Make sure you disconnect your clothes dryer vent twice a year and check for blockage. If your dryer can't vent properly, dangerously flammable lint can build up inside your vent and inside your dryer, causing poor drying performance and can be a fire hazard. See the appliance pros at Peters for more helpful appliance tips. Remember, when it's time to purchase your next appliance, see the experts at Peters. Building or remodeling, let Peters put together your perfect appliance package. Peters Home Appliance Center, Sunbury.
Why are you running around the yard?
I'm clocking my time.
For what?
For the most exciting corn maze in the area.
It's that time already?
Yep. Cole Stony Hill Tree Farm's corn maze is opening soon. And I want to beat last year's time.
Oh, you went crazy last year in the maze. You snuck in it twice just to get a faster time. And then you were even giddier in the Christmas shop.
Oh, there's so much to look at. I mean, there's nutcrackers, there's stockings, there's ornaments for every event memory.
You are so corny.
The corn maze opens August 30th. Check out ColesStonyHill.com for maze and Christmas shop hours. Cole's Stony Hill Tree Farm on Mexico Road, Milton, or at ColesStonyHill.com.
Hello, sports fans. WNL Subaru, Route 11 in Northumberland, is proud to be the Susquehanna Valley's family-owned and operated Subaru dealership since 1965. So come on in now and check out and save on the all-new Subaru models. Start your fall adventures in a safe, reliable, and fuel-efficient ride. Amazing financing offers for well-qualified applicants. Stop by WNL Subaru, Route 11 in Northumberland, or check out their deals on Facebook and at WNLSubaru.com. The Susquehanna Valley's all-wheel drive and headquarters.
It's tough to find a place for lunch or dinner that has something for everybody. Why don't you try something new on Walnut Street in Sunbury, just up the road from Shikellamy Stadium? It's Free Fallen Grill. There really is something for everybody on the menu that'll make them happy. Burgers, pizza, hot subs, cold subs, wraps, sandwiches, even cauliflower pizza. Check out their Facebook page for daily specials and find out more about their delivery within a 5-mile radius. Free Fallen Grill open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 7, Saturdays, 11 to 7. Call 570-917-4588 and make everyone happy.
That's it to the inside now, to the 35, to the 45. Now back out to the outside, to the 50, to the 45-40. Down the sidelines, inside the 35 and inside the 30. And at the 30-yard line, Morgan with another spectacular return, going in every direction he can.
You know, and all the different times he changed directions, Kevin, none of the Shikellamy blockers did an illegal block, which is amazing because
that's what happens a lot.
He probably shifted the direction from left to right to left to right 3 times.
Yeah, that happens a lot when you're bouncing around and your blockers go, I have no idea which way you're running. So the Braves with a little bit of life here at the 30-yard line.
And somebody had a hold of his shoulder pad, and he got away from that. Matt has got a pretty good upper body strength, Kevin. I think he just pulled himself away from that.
Raybuck now under center with Max offset behind him. This is a true wing T formation here with a wing to the far side. Raybuck sends the wing in motion to the near side. He's going to hand it off Schaefer Knights. Schaefer Knights makes a man miss. Spins to the inside. Breaks another tackle. Down to the 35 and finally brought down by Sheeler at the 35-yard line. That'll be a gain of five. The 25-yard line. It'll be a gain of five. Yeah. Second down and five at the 25.
I think Coach Kaiser in the third quarter decided to go, hey, listen, we might as well run the wing team, make them be a little more honest, okay, instead of just rearing back and coming at us all the time.
They said that they would mix it up between the wing tee and the spread formation, and right now it is all wing tee time. Under center is Raybuck. Raybuck will hand it off right side. Schaefer Knights outside and will get
first down zone.
A gain of seven. That's a big run.
Well, you know, he just picked up 11 or 12 yards there on two plays. And it wasn't that he had a big hole to run through, but there was an opening. And with his strength and his ability to sidestep, he just, you know, did a nice job of picking up that yardage.
So the clock winding now with 10:35 to go. And the Braves try to put some more points on the board, trailing at 35-13. One receiver to the near side, that's Packer. Wing to the near side, that's Fernandez. Backs are offset now. Under center is Raybuck in the wing T formation. Raybuck with a long count. He'll pitch it out left side to Snyder. Snyder makes a man miss. Gets to the 15-yard line. Down to about the 11-yard line. It'll be a gain of seven with a good run from Snyder.
That's amazing. The defender for Mifflin County had Luke by the shoulders, actually had a little bit of body weight on him, and Luke's strength got him through that, and he was able to pick up some decent yardage.
And a final now in Selinsgrove on our Blaze Alexander Ford Built Ford Tough Game of the Week. Selinsgrove comes from behind after spotting Juniata 14 points to win it 17-14. That one now a final. Also a final, Danville 52, Line Mountain nothing. We'll give you more updates a little bit later on.
I'm sure in the Danville Line Mountain game that there were a lot of underclassmen played the second half for Danville. Kevin, we had a player I think had a cramp.
Yeah,
because they finally got him off the field. And
well, I was going to say something, and I'm probably hesitant to do it, but Shikalimi has handled it very well tonight. It's a little cooler night, and you didn't have an hour of chat with the chief tonight. So
thank God.
I think our listenership says the same thing, but anyway,
they should.
Over to the right side, Luke Snyder. He tries to turn the corner to get the first down, and he is very close to that first down marker at the 10.
Oh, they didn't give it to him.
Well, they call a timeout now, an official's timeout. He needed to get just beyond the 10-yard line, I believe. Now, the chain gang has the chains well off the sideline, so it's really tough to see exactly how far they have to go. It looks like it'll be third down and maybe two at the 10-yard line. It looks like they might have to get to the 9 or the 8. But again, those chains are pretty far off the sidelines, not on the edge whatsoever. Raybuck is under center. Baxter's split offset actually behind him. And in motion to the near side is Fernandez. Here's the handoff. It is Isaac Schaefer Knights. Schaefer Knights will get close to the first down marker. And no signal yet. The officials all kind of look at each other, and I think they have not changed the down marker either. And again, a tough angle for us to see. Looks like he might have picked up a yard. It'll be fourth down and about one.
Now Turber comes off limping, Kevin, at guard.
Yeah. So it will be officially fourth down and one now. And they'll go with Schaefer Knights as the lead in the wishbone. And they're going to go right off the left side, push the pile forward for the first down at about the six-yard line on Rabick's sneak again. Well, he's been very effective on that sneak.
Well, he does a nice job of picking a side and then and getting his shoulders low. And then what happens is the backs come up and run right up against him and gets a little bit of jet propulsion from the backside, Kevin.
Jet propulsion from the laboratory in California?
Yes.
You know, they're going to be watching tomorrow because NASA's supposed to send that rocket up, the one that's supposed to orbit the moon. Oh, come on. That was a really good tie-in.
I brought that right in. I'm just letting everybody out in radio land absorb that.
Rabick now under center again. Play action. Rolling out to the far side. Fires it. Incomplete. Reading that one really well was Wilson. Pass was intended for, I believe, number four, Ethan Turber.
You know, they've done an excellent job, except maybe for one or two passes, of defending Shikoni's pass offense, too.
Yeah.
I mean, he came out of inside, probably in an inside linebacker spot, and as soon as he saw Brady put his arm back, he stepped into that position. And if he'd caught that, it'd have been six the other way.
It'd have been six in the other direction, yep. Rabick now under center. Backs are split and offset. Rabick looks over the defense in the wing T formation, trying to get into the end zone one more time. Here's the counter. Left side, Snyder rolled under at the 9-yard line, and he'll actually lose maybe a yard to the 8 as the clock winds with 7:23 to go and a 35-13 Mifflin County lead, and the Braves will be looking at a third down and goal from the 8. There's no way that this is not four-down territory right now for Shikellamy.
And, you know, the last time that Brody took the ball and he rolled out like he could have ran the ball, they had a defender that was targeting him or watching him, because that's why Brody had to pull up and try to make that pass.
Rabick now under center. And it whistles
timeout.
For a timeout by Shikellamy, as I believe the play clock was winding down. That will give us an opportunity to take a look at the scoreboard once again. As we mentioned earlier, on 100.9 The Valley, getting a late start because the game was at Bucknell. And all games at Bucknell for Lewisburg on the home game start at 7:30. Jersey Shore, 70. Lewisburg, nothing at the half. Last check, Southern Columbia was breezing past Shamokin, 43-0 in the third. We mentioned Danville, a 52-0 win over Line Mountain, a final. Loyal Sock 20, Hughesville nothing in the fourth. Midwest 48, Halifax 14 in the fourth. Milton now coming back, 21-7, leading Towanda on the road in the fourth. Troy 28 and Montoursville 7 in the fourth. Mifflinburg 41, Central Columbia nothing in the fourth. Bloomsburg 35, Central Mountain 19. That game in the fourth, of course, both those teams on Shikellamy's schedule this year. Central Mountain 1 week from tonight in the metropolis of Mill Hall.
Kevin, Milton's not winning that game. They're losing, aren't they, 21-7?
No, we have it as 21-7, Milton winning it now.
Wow. I thought it was 21-0.
I think it was 7-0 the last time we looked at it with Troy. But, or it got adjusted. I honestly don't remember, Chief. Rabick under center now with 6:46 to go. A third down and goal at the 8. Schaefer Knight shifts. The pitch goes now to Snyder. Snyder has a man in the backfield and lots of black shirts in the backfield, and he's going to go nowhere. He's going to lose a few yards now back inside the 10, maybe right at the 10-yard line, and it'll be fourth down and goal from about the 10.
I don't think we blocked anybody on that play, Kevin.
There were a lot of purple and black uniforms in the backfield. By the way, this is one of the strangest combinations. White numerals, black jerseys, purple pants. It is strange. I know that's the school colors. It's just weird. The purple pants and black jerseys look strange.
They're going to have trouble getting this playoff, Kevin. They're down to 6 seconds.
Yeah, they're down to 6, and they only have one timeout remaining. 3 seconds, 2, 1, and I think they're going to have to use the time. Nope. They did not use the timeout. They took the delay.
Well, I don't know.
Actually, it might not even be an illegal participation. Yeah, they had too many men on the field. So they'll take advantage of the timeout now and bring Rabuck to the sidelines with the penalty. So even if they would have taken a timeout, it may not have mattered. 5:52 remaining in this one. Fourth down and goal at the 14 now.
There's no timeout, Kevin. They started the 25-second clock.
No, no, I shouldn't have said timeout. They'll use the time, the stoppage is what I meant to say.
Well, they're not. They're going to get out there. It's going to be down to 10 seconds, and they're not going to get this one off.
Yeah, they really took a long time on the sidelines getting it in there. And
Six seconds.
3, 2, they're lined up. 1, and they're not going to get it off. Actually, they had a delay and got away with it. Here comes the sideline, the pass to the near side to Turber, and it goes incomplete. It'll be a turnover on downs. The Braves did get a free play on that one, as the officials did not see the clock went to zero either. But that will be a turnover on downs, and with 5:21 to go in this one, Mifflin County will have a chance to just run out the clock. Is getting up slowly after that is Parker Kearns, the linebacker for Mifflin County.
I don't know. I think Mifflin County might want to put another one in the end zone.
I think you at this point, at 35-13, 5:21 to go, I might try and put in some players that don't normally get into the game right now and take advantage of an opportunity to rest everybody for the rest of the year.
The rest of the year?
I mean, I meant for the rest of the game to be ready for the rest of the year.
Okay.
See if Logan Parks comes in at quarterback this time. He would be the, nope, actually it's going to be Eichhorn out there again.
Oh, there's number two talking to the coach.
Well, they're going to have to take a timeout themselves. I think they did put some substitutions in here and there.
They're going to call timeout.
Well, they're going to have to because they only have 4 on the play clock right now. So they take their timeout. They will have 2 remaining with 5:21 left here in this one in Lewistown at Mitchell Field. As Mifflin County now will have an opportunity to go to 2-0 on the season. And next week's game against Central Mountain, Bloomsburg 35, Central Mountain 19. And I'll tell you what, I thought that was going to be a much tighter game than that. I know that game is being played at Bloomsburg tonight, but... And they're not in Bloomsburg fair mode just yet. There's still a few weeks to go.
It's coming up, isn't it?
Yeah.
Don't you play It's the Most Wonderful Time of the Year when that song, you play that one during fair week?
I just eat my way around.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
I just eat my way around it. As I do most fairs and carnivals all summer. First and 10 at the 14-yard line. They'll stay with Eichhorn at quarterback. It will go with Schaefer next to him. Man in motion is going to be number 18, Wilson. Wilson will have it. Wilson gets strung out. Wilson gets dropped at the 15-yard line for a gain of 1.
I'm sure they'll lose at least 30 seconds on the 40-second clock every time.
They'll be very, very conservative here, I would imagine.
That looks like a whole new offense out there, doesn't it?
Not quite, but now they are going to make a change, it looks like, at...
41's
no,
going
no,
out.
No, no, no. It's still going to be Eichhorn, but you're right. They are making some changes. Dupree will come out, and a couple others that have been subbed in. So I think you're looking at situational substitutions at this point. Eichhorn now with 4:33 to go, and we'll take it down to 2 on the play clock. Hand it off to Schaefer. And Schaefer will meet the middle of the Braves' defense and get to the 15-yard line, and that'll be it. So a gain of 1 there will bring up a 3rd down and 8 for Central Mountain as the clock winds now at 4:10. Well, actually, it'll now be 4:10 remaining in this one. Let me looking to find some offensive movement, have some, they did put some points on the board here tonight. And by the way, last week, the 27 points for the Braves, second most in the last 2 years.
Really?
But they played well at home in the last couple of years. Back to pass Eichhorn. He's going to run up. He's going to fire it really close to the line of scrimmage and put it right on the money as he hits Wilson on the sideline at about the 32-yard line. He just barely got rid of that ball before he crossed the line of scrimmage.
Kevin, how do you, when you play a three-man down lineman on defense and you've got five linebackers, how do you run contain? Some teams must do it. The Braves have had trouble doing it. I mean, he got outside and
he did. And he found, they have found the seam. Actually, it's Wilson himself that has found the seam all night tonight. He has made some big time catches and run some really good routes. Here comes the snap. Eichhorn will hand the ball off and Schaefer will go nowhere. Boy, he got met as soon as the ball came into his hands. And the first one there was Ethan Turber Ortiz. Clock winding with 3:19 now and counting. And the Shikellamy defense that has been out there an awful lot in that second quarter is a lot of hands on hips at this point. Braves a small team in the first place, too. It means a lot of guys playing Ironman football. Back to pass, Eichhorn throws it down. Complete pass to Kearns. Kearns, another receiver that's had a good night tonight. He's going to get close to the first down. They're going to spot him with forward progress to the 45-yard line, and that'll be a gain of 14. And that'll move the chains once again.
I'm sure tomorrow when I look in the paper and I see the statistics, the yardage, the first downs, passing and running, that Braves are going to be really, really outgained in everything.
Last week it wasn't as, you know, decisively different as it will be this time around, no question. Eichhorn now is the lone quarterback in the shotgun. The lone back with him is Schaefer. They've gone with one back sets all night. This one a double tight set. And the handoff goes to Eichhorn. Eichhorn off tackle across the 45 to the 49-yard line. That'll be 5 yards. Schaefer, rather, off tackle there. And the clock will wind under 2 minutes remaining, with Mifflin County leading this one 35-13 in a student section that is waiting once again to celebrate, and this time be able to celebrate a home win, which they have not done in quite some time here at Mitchell Field. Shikellamy will be on the road next week at Central Mountain. We'll have coverage for you on WKOK at 6:30. WKOK's sports YouTube channel just before kickoff, about 6:55, 7 o'clock. You want to make sure you tune in. And off again. Straight up the gut. Big running room there for Schaefer. Schaefer to the outside. Schaefer will get to the end zone and be just a yard short. A touchdown saving shoestring tackle after Schaefer races it 50 yards.
Well, first of all, to be able to have that much speed coming through the line at that particular time, there had to be a heck of a hole there.
Oh, my.
And you know, that... Again, good job by the offensive line of Mifflin County. Wow. He's as fast as Morgan.
Yeah, he's pretty close. Although the difference was he got caught from behind. Morgan did not. And there is a sideline warning that will go against Mifflin County that will not result in points.
You mean penalty yards?
Or penalty yards, rather. And let's pause 10 seconds now for station identification. This is Shikellamy Braves football.
It's sports talk where your voice counts. The Steve Jones Show, weekdays from 3 to 5 on News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury and online at WKOK.com.
First and goal from the 1 yard line, under 1 minute remaining. They'll go with two backs in the backfield. It'll be a wishbone.
Oh, he took a knee.
And a very classy move by Coach Breon, taking a knee on this one instead of punching this one in from 1 yard out. And he'll have one more knee to take, and then they will end up going to 2-0 on the season, while the Braves will fall to 0-2 on the season. Reminder, next week we'll be on with you on the WKOK Sports YouTube channel right before 7 o'clock and on WKOK with a pregame show and talk with Coach Kaiser at 6:30 and also on WKOK.com. So in the victory formation from the shotgun, Eichhorn will take it down with six.
There's a penalty.
And there is. Is there a penalty?
Yeah, we're offside.
You're right. There is a flag there. Yeah, it's actually against Mifflin County with 6.7 to go. In the postgame on WKOK and WKOK.com, we'll run down the scores from around the region and wrap up night number two of high school football. Coming up tomorrow on 100.9 The Valley, it will be Bucknell football beginning at 5:30, kickoff with Towson at 6. And a home win for the Mifflin County Huskies as Mifflin County defeats Shikellamy 35-13. We'll wrap things up in just a moment on WKOK. Thanks for watching on the WKOK Sports YouTube channel.
At Sunbury Motor Company, the letters SMC mean a lot to us. Those letters stand for a tradition of trust since 1915. SMC stand for
selling more cars
and
satisfying more customers.
SMC, it stands for Sunbury Motor Company. And when you need a Ford, Hyundai, or Kia, you have our lowest price promise. Log on to sunburymotors.com to
see more choices
and
save more cash.
And then you can say, start my car. I'll take it.
SMC.
In the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf.
Drive slow down Market Street in Sunbury and keep your eyes peeled to find the small but mighty Squeeze-In, bringing you the best dogs you'll find on this side of the river with specialty options that will satisfy any eater like the Cubano, the Reuben, and the Squeeze Dog. The Squeeze-In, your main squeeze since 1945. Finish off your day with an evening at the Duck Inn, their relaxing entertainment lounge style patio at 453 Woodlawn Avenue in Sunbury is the perfect place to duck in and have a drink.
Injury, pain, suffering. People turn to expensive, addictive drugs and surgery before considering other options for pain. Healing, moving, living. Shamokin Dam Health Center treats the cause of your injury, not just the symptoms. To relieve pain and restore your body to health, when you're ready to work again, play again, live again, call 743-4333.
Shamokin Dam Health Center, designed with you in mind.
Finally, the road is open to Brewer's Outlet. Let's celebrate with Michelob 30 packs for only $21.98. It's all here for your next party. Beer, soda, fresh roasted peanuts, and of course, the pickle bar. This week features an incredible buy at the Beverage Supermarket. Labatt 18-pack cans, $10.99. Yes, Labatt 18-packs
are
only
$10.99.
Brewer's Outlet Sunbury thanks you for your patience during the road construction. Oh yeah, try an ice cold slushy. That's what I'm talking about.
It'll be colorful. There's no
question. Zimmerman Motors, it's Jeep Adventure Days, and we're celebrating with
Matt, these are not our brakes, bud.
Come on, don't walk.
I don't know what's going on.
Every new Jeep is discounted for this event.
Now that's huge, Troy. Every Jeep discounted. You never pay over sticker here. So get here soon for the best selection. Adventure Days is all about having fun in your Jeep, and we are
just make sure we got all the brakes that we need to.
We sell more Jeeps for less.
I don't want
to
miss any.
Come coming from all over the region to Zimmerman's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Sunbury and experience what we call the Zimmerman difference.
We're all right.
Call 570-980 Jeep or visit online at ZimmermanJeep.com.
Welcome back to Mitchell Field here in Mifflin County and Lewistown. Kevin Herr with the Chief, Dave Ritchie, a 35-13 win for the Huskies, who now improved to 2-0 on the season. Before we get the scores from around the region, just a really rough night for the Braves here in the second half. They just couldn't seem to get anything really going.
Well, I think when they didn't get the extra point, you know, they went for two. And they didn't get that. I think that might have been a little bit distracting, but they really didn't stop Mifflin County in the second half except for one time. A lot of times people look at these kids and it looks like they haven't been told what to do. Well, they have. It's just a matter of executing, and that's the thing that has to. You know, the coaches know what needs to be done. The kids need to follow through with it.
Right.
So, you know, and let's face it, this team, Mifflin County, I've never, except for Jersey Shore, this is the only team I know that has been that active, you know, on defense. And again, they're not big, but the offensive line is.
Yeah.
The offensive line did not allow any pressure to put on the quarterback most of the night. I mean, Mason Raybuck had two sacks, but that's out of how many times did Mifflin County throw the football?
Well, and that's the other thing. I mean, they were throwing the football all over the field. It is not something they really showed a whole lot of last week. I don't know if it's because who they were playing or maybe they worked on stuff this week after watching film against Chickalemme and seeing some struggles that the Braves had against Central Columbia a week ago. But this was an entirely different team, really, offensively than we saw against Central Mountain a week earlier.
This kid was a good pass. I thought we saw a good passer last week.
Yeah.
I mean, again, he put it at the right spots and he did an excellent job. Of course, the Braves probably enabled him to make some of those plays by not being close on as a defense, but, wow, he played great.
Chief, there were a lot of opportunities for the Shamokin Dam Health Center backbreaker play of the game. What really stood out to you tonight?
How about Schaefer's last touchdown run to make it 35? I mean,
One took the wind out of any of the sails that Shaefer had up.
He was stopped at the line of scrimmage. He did a little bit of move on the inside, the outside, and he just tore through there. That last run that he had was just like somebody shot him out of a cannon out of the backfield.
Oh, yeah.
And he was in the sidelines and gone. But I think the one where they got their would have been their fifth touchdown, I think that's the one that I would say would be the backbreaker.
And again, I applaud Coach Breon for actually stopping.
I think I would have done the same thing.
At the 1 yard line. Well, I know there are some coaches that
would. Well, Jersey Shore won.
Yeah, I was going to say there are some programs and coaches that wouldn't, especially when you've struggled as they have for the last couple of years. So kudos there. But there it is. That's our Shamokin Dam Health Center backbreaker play of the game. Shamokin Dam Health Center Workplace Injury Institute offering medical care, chiropractic care, rehabilitation, and more. Call 570-743-4333 for an appointment. Chief, let's run down some of the scores as we wrap things up here tonight for Week 2 on WKOK. Our Blaze Alexander Ford, Built Ford Tough Game of the Week. Well, it pretty much led to exactly what we thought it would be, a Built Ford Tough Game of the Week.
Yeah.
Juniata jumped out to a 14-0 lead, and Sealands Grove went, okay, we're going to have to score, and they did, and they win it by a score of 17. Went into a score of 17-14.
You're getting punchy, man. You're getting punchy.
Yeah, and this isn't as long as late as it was last week at this time, you know? In the third quarter, Jersey Shore with a moving clock now leading Lewisburg 70-6. Green Dragons, though, getting on the scoreboard. Every little bit of positivity you can get helps. A final, Southern Columbia 43, Shamokin nothing. It was Danville 52 and Line Mountain nothing. Loyal Sock 27, Hughesville nothing, a final. Midwest rolls over Halifax 48-14. Milton with a win over Towanda 21-7. Milton now 2-0. Hamburg 69, Warrior Run 21, that in the fourth. Troy is a winner over Montoursville 28-7. It is Mifflinburg shutting out Central Columbia 35-0. Bloomsburg 42. Central Mountain 21, Bloomsburg doubling up. The Wildcats, that'll be the next opponent for the Braves 1 week from tonight in Mill Hall. South Williamsport 59, Montgomery 14, that a final and a tight one as Muncie leads Wellsboro in the Northern Tier 30-22, that game in the fourth quarter. Coming up tomorrow, Northwest Area will take on Columbia Montorbo Tech. That game will be at CMVT in the Lime Ridge area. In the area between Bloomsburg and Berwick, up on the hill off Route 11, that will be at 1 o'clock. So that's the rundown of the scores. You can always see them at WKOK.com. Click on the link for the scoreboard. Tonight, a very busy WKOK Sports YouTube channel. We appreciate everybody that checked it out, and for those of you that are listening on WKOK tonight, we appreciate that as well. Chief, your final thoughts as we wrap things up here from Mitchell Field.
Oh, just regroup and hopefully get better next week and go up to Mill Hall and take on the Wildcats. I think they're the Wildcats, aren't they?
They are.
All right, so that's all we can do. You got to forget about this one. You and I are going to forget about this one, all right?
Yeah, well, I think Coach Kaiser is going to forget about this one, too. Yeah. He'll watch the film a little bit, and then he'll be like, all right, that's enough. Now it's time to move on and hit the reset button. Yeah. Big thank you to our WKOK Sports YouTube channel crew, Max Troutman, Sharique Flowers, Elizabeth DeRoba, and Becca Regal. Also appreciate everybody helping out here tonight. And Matt Cotrillo back at our Blue Hill Studios, getting us all squared away on some scores on WKOK.com. Once again, our final score from Mitchell Field. It was Mifflin County, 35. Shikellamy, 13. Hey, guess what? Central Mountain's coming up next week. I'll be ready for that game. It sounds like I've been ready for it all game today. For the Chief, Dave Ritchie, I'm Kevin Hur. Thanks for joining us for Shikellamy Braves football on News Radio 1070 WKOK and on the WKOK Sports Live YouTube channel.